Keep it on lock, keep this game figured out. You see me on the street, I wanna hear you shout.
Today is Friday, March 6, 2009. My name's Matt.
And my name's Brayden.
And I'm Danny.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
the Jam Hole went from a beautiful duet to a
tripod.
Trifecta.
A tripod.
Trifecta.
It's a trifecta.
Fuck yeah. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Friday Night Show, episode number 163. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, you can type shit. We'll read it on the show if it's funny, or you can give us a call. 406-204-4687. What's that smell?
Got pee.
Got pee. If you don't know numbers. Oh my fucking God. What a week it has been. We've banged out episode number 161 on Monday. 162 was Wednesday. Tonight, 163. Thank you, everybody. Thejamhole.com/donate. If you enjoy the show and you're like, hey, I want to give you something. Give us cash money. It's all about the Benjamins.
Who or, it's all about the Benjamins,
Puff
baby.
Puff Daddy, he's a big faggot. No big deal.
He was okay at one point.
Now, you guys might notice Brayden sounds a little bit more crisp.
Clean.
Crispus.
So fresh and so clean.
Ain't nobody dope as me. Motherfuckers got a brand new microphone.
Courtesy of.
Thanks to this.
Danny over
this
here.
This shit right here.
This bitch right here, nigga.
This bitch right here, nigga.
Brayden's beautiful voice brought to you by Danny.
Fuck yes.
Well, it's beautiful now that I have this microphone.
Bong the Gong says, sounds less faggy. I don't know about that, but the faggy does...
You're welcome.
It's projected a lot clearer in his fagginess.
Right.
So,
we're enhancing his fagginess.
And they only had the one, and I showed Danny. I'm like, you know, this is it. And she's like, I want one. And now, this is when you have to think. You gotta take a minute. Do I have it in me? You had it in you last night, huh? Do I have it in me? Thank you. Do I have it in me to be a part of this living, breathing, orgasmic organism that we call the Jam Hole every Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Not just anyone can jump into this.
No,
you know?
Many have tried. Many have fallen, yes. Many have been buried in my backyard up in my mom's house.
No big deal. It might help for the fact that the first time I was on it, I had to cover and co-host the show, not knowing what I was doing.
That's right.
I forgot about that. That was the very first time she was on it.
And it did suck, but, you know, I got it. It's cool. And I changed my schedule so that way I can be here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Oh, you can now.
I can now.
Nice. I thought you were
so
still
I
got
So I can be
Wednesday.
A part of this trifecta we've got going
trifecta.
On here.
Trifecta.
Right, so
three new mics.
To catch everybody up, I met Danny. She wanted to not be my girlfriend. I had sex with her. She was like, holy shit, I want to now be your girlfriend.
That took about 3 weeks.
And now she's actually living here. This is your place, huh?
This is my place.
Our house.
I lay down the
our
rules.
Our house. Is a very, very, very awesome house. The jam hole is a badass motherfucking thing that we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Here we are. Here we are. Here we are. So, holy shit. So, yeah, I went and picked up the mic. She's like, here's $100. Here's a Frenchman. Just get me back, because that's what Frenchmans are for. And it was the only one they had. They ordered it just for me. So I'm
how
like,
long did it take?
I ordered. That is actually Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
bro.
Thank you. Because that's what it was for. We
can pound that shit.
We can virtual pound it.
I'll pound
good.
It through the camera
fucking
into
pound.
Your screen. Fucking booyah. Booyah kasha.
Pounded. I totally did not just see
so,
that.
So yeah, it was before Christmas time, so something happened. We went into this huge fucking depression. Everything was not getting manufactured anymore because people are not making money. So, you know, shit just went all downhill. And then I kind of forgot about it for a while because, you know, it's what, March now?
Yeah.
Oh, today, happy Square Root Day, by the way.
Square Root Day?
3, 6, 9.
Fuck.
Oh,
I didn't even think about
fucking
that.
Fucking A, Bubba. Hell I didn't yeah. either. Thanks, geeks. So, yeah, and I got a phone call, what was it, like last week? And they're like, hey, your mic's in. And I'm like, my what?
I got a what?
Oh, shit, son, it's here. Fuck yeah. So, yeah, I went and got it. And then Danny's like, hey, I really love you. I want to be a part of this thing till death do us part on the last episode of the Jam Hole when I kill Braden.
Actually, we already named that episode.
That's right. What's but it called? Murder Suicide.
Well, that'll be the very last
that's
episode.
That's what I said.
But we have the episode till death do us
oh,
part.
Oh, right. Yeah, and you can listen to that. So, yeah, I'm like, all right, well, I'll go back in there and have them order another one. And once you get this, normal couples, mm-hmm. when they make the decision to be like, hey, I'm going to have and hold you
right.
for the rest of my life.
Forever.
They put a ring on the finger. Now, uh-huh. how we do it is I just take a microphone and I put it in a shock mount and I put a pop filter on it, slap that on a swivel arm, and mm-hmm. I'm like, till death do us part.
I love
I'm
you.
I'm covering the arm in stickers.
Fucking A.
By the way.
So yeah, that'll be here hopefully before we go to New York.
Are you ordering that through our local shop again?
The microphone?
Yeah.
Yes.
So maybe
like
by April?
Well, no, because we're not in a depression anymore. Well,
are you sure? Is that why?
I'm not.
I thought it was just because they were slow as fuck.
Yeah, no, it was actually on back order. Like, the manufacturer was not manufacturing.
We don't have any more money.
Exactly. So, yeah, we'll have that. Everything will be nice and professional. Real quick, the April 14th, 15th stand-up show. It was brought to my attention on the latest Keith and the Girl episode that anybody that has a Keith and the Girl-related tattoo or a who are, like, anything that has to do with the show gets in for free to the stand-up show and gets a special VIP section.
And they
very,
can have one guest.
Very important podcasters. VIP.
Right here.
Danny happens to be a tattoo artiste.
Cha-ching.
Booyah. So what we're going to do is get a little hoo-ah action tattooed hoo-ah. On the arm. Jam Hole logo on that shit. So that will, anyone that has the tattoo gets in for free, and they can have one guest that can sit VIP, very important podcaster, very important pussy in this case. And then, but she still has to pay, which is fine.
But
so,
you get into VIP.
Right.
Yes,
and
but I'm also doing all these wonderful favors for everyone and inking everyone's virgin-ass skin.
I know. So there's going to be four of us going as far as we know. So far, so good. Me, Braden, Danny, and David,
right.
the kid from Anna's.
I imagine that's all that's going to be coming from here.
Well, probably. You never know. We'll see. It's still a ways away. So my tattoo is going to get her in VIP.
Mm-hmm.
David, if you, we were thinking either you or him are going to have to get a tattoo.
Yeah.
So we can all sit together and
I don't
shit.
Really want to get one, but David said he was
right.
Down
well,
for
you
it,
don't
so.
Have any tattoos at all.
No,
do
I've
you?
Never.
No
even
piercings.
Really. I thought about getting a I mean, I wouldn't mind piercings. I
yeah.
just haven't. So.
Well, it's kind of like anal sex. I mean,
yeah.
you've done that before. So,
well.
You know.
So just the finger. Just the tip.
Right, just the tip. It better be 10%. So David is going to get Huar on his knuckles, and it'll be like fucking when you're in the robot wars, and you're fucking, I'm out, give me a clip. He's like, oh, fuck, I'm
no,
out.
No, be like Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
The last, Rock'em's,
remember that?
The last thing the robot sees before he drops is fucking Huar. Hey, what's that? Us kicking your fucking ass is what that is. And that shit is for serious. So you don't even fucking know.
No.
Yeah, so that would be excellent. May 23rd also. Mark your calendars. I put it on thejaml.com/MySpace under upcoming events. That is going to be our first local live show.
Holy fuck.
I know.
I'm excited.
I'm way nervous.
Are you?
A little bit.
Well, you realize I'm going to be on this fashion show, right? And if I see anybody, you know, fucking with you guys, I'm going to take my giant high heels or whatever I'm in, a mini skirt, and put both my feet in their chest and
like
walk away.
Like fucking Liu Kang.
Right.
It's going to be amazing. I'll bust heads all day.
If anyone starts talking shit while we're doing the show, you'll just fucking get straight out and be like, what?
I'll jump off the runway at them and just dive at them in a mini skirt and whatever the fuck I'm wearing.
Nice.
And just beat the shit out of them.
Can we
guys.
Get a dress with the Jam Hole logo in it?
We should.
Because that'd be cool.
That would be
Stick
cool.
Stick it on the back of my boots or whatever I'm wearing and shit.
Definitely. Oh, and also
stickers over the nipples.
For the trip to New York, we are going to be bringing like 2,000 Jam Hole stickers with us.
I finally
found a place that's going to do them for cheaper. They're not going to be like the awesome, perfect, flawless quality that you're used to.
They're still good,
but
though.
But we're also going to get more than 100 of them for
and
a couple $100.
We'll probably just give them to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Tag everything.
We're coming up with that. Shirts we're going to bring. If we have any left by then, we're going to bring the recording shit. We'll have a hotel room. Anyone that is on thejamhole.com/forums that is going to be there, I typed it in the forums, and I know I might fucking regret this, but anybody from there that makes the trip up, you guys are more than welcome to stay with us up there. If you're like, oh, I want to go, but I don't have a place to stay, thejaml.com/forums. If you're on there, we'll talk to you. We'll get to know you. You can come crash with us. We're
You can share our one-bedroom hotel with the four
That's
of us.
That's right. Because, I mean, and either way, I want a lot of you guys to be on our live shows while we're there. Because, I mean, you guys see us
For sure.
every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. This will be the first time that you'll actually see us in person, and I think it'd be cool with Apollo and 26 and MDS and Viola Chick to get them all on the show and stuff. So
I haven't even heard if Paulo's coming yet.
He lives with 26.
I sure hope he does. I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Yeah, so it'll be a good time. We're coming fully prepared. We're gonna just fucking burn that motherfucker down.
Oh,
it's gonna be great.
I can't wait. Oh my god! Every day I'm just like, oh my.
It's like the cruise when Keith and the girl first mentioned the cruise, and I was like, I got my seat that fucking week,
like a year before.
And it was it was a year, and like I forget about it, but every now and then they'd mention it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what this is like.
And then there's the butterflies.
I forget about it, and then they'll mention it, like, oh, stand up show, this and that, and I'm like, holy shit, it's in fucking 2 months, and holy shit, it's in like 2 weeks, and it's like, dude, where are we going tomorrow? Oh shit. So real quick, I got a couple emails here I'd like to read. This one is from Big Mouth's podcast, and it says, what's up, Jam Hole crew?
Holla
back. I'm a new listener, and I like the show. I was at your website, and at the bottom there, you have a list of other podcasts. I am submitting mine to you for review. Peer review.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Mm. That's right.
We get to review you.
Hey, check yourself before you riggedy wreck yourself.
I'll check it.
We've been around a little under a year, and we're getting bigger, better, longer, uncut every week.
We're still young. We're still growing.
Hey, no big deal. Your podcast appears to be a little ahead of where we are, listeners and votes-wise, of course.
Of course.
And I know that you're looking to monetize your podcast just like everyone else is. But we need an extra edge, that double-edged sword, that Occam's razor edge, if you will.
The sword of a thousand truths
type of edge kind of shit. Us and you guys need more listeners. We can always have more listeners.
Can never have too many.
No, it's no. We're Americans. We need more of everything. Oh, and when we always have that, we want a little more.
Right? It's yeah. a never-ending want.
Once we get ours, we want yours.
Yeah, and then we'll take theirs, and then we'll take his and hers, and it never ends. And especially with listeners, it's like MySpace friends. Yeah. I have a bunch, but we always need more.
Oh,
so.
Sticker sure. says like sex.
It's like sex.
It is.
I
yeah.
want more.
Or drugs.
or rock and roll, yeah. if you will. So we can have the sponsors. So, right, we need more listeners. So we can have the sponsors and the store and all the other perks, fresh perks, that come along with having successful success.
Successful.
Right, podcast. We have something to offer you.
Give it to me.
I'm interested.
Give it to me, yeah.
You list us on your podcast list there at the bottom, and I do the same for you. You
show me yours. I'll show you mine.
Hey, we'll compare notes.
Yep.
All right.
Sizes.
Is it lean to the left or the right? Because lean on me if you need to. You play a small 15-second bumper for us, and I do the same for you. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. You fuck my wife, I fuck yours. So on and so forth. The podcasting game needs this type of cooperation and teamwork to push the envelope further.
I couldn't agree more.
I fully, fully agree with that. I'm sick of these shows that have been around for, 4 or 5 years that... When they started, there were no other podcasts, so they had to do it all by themselves. When we start, we see what they're doing, and we're like, okay, so that's what works, and we do that. Mm-hmm. But when you try to talk to them, not all of them are like this, but a lot of them have this kind of ego to their...
God complex.
They're like, fuck
little
you,
bit.
We've been here.
Exactly.
Yeah. We've been doing this.
It's
where are you?
It's a God complex, exactly what it is.
Yeah, they think they're better because they've been doing it. Well, I mean, yeah, granted, you have been doing it longer, but...
You know more, but we want to learn from you.
Right.
Help us.
Who's doing it better?
Yeah.
Well, you guys still are because you've been doing it longer.
But look
that's fine. But don't take a shit on the guys that... You
look up to you.
You weren't born with a podcasting microphone in your fucking mouth and a Mr. 8 mixer coming out your asshole. Like, you had to work to get to where you are. We're doing the same thing. So when we try and talk to you and be like, hey, let's all work together because we're all trying to accomplish the same thing, don't fucking snub your nose at us because you're better than we are. You're not better than we are. You're older than we are. And all that means is that you're going to die before we do. And then all your listeners are going to be ours anyway. So all I'm saying is be nice while you still have the chance to be nice.
And when we've been doing it as long as you have now, we'll be just as good.
Exactly. And... I don't know. I'm just sick of it. It's like Apple and Microsoft. They have their fanboys.
Yeah.
Sony fanboys. Anything that's not Sony is a piece of shit.
They're all diehard.
Anything that's not Distorted View is a piece of shit.
Or Keith and the Girl.
Exactly. So what we've been doing, we'll listen to all these different shows, and if we like them, if they're in the same category as us, we will work together. We're trying to build one big, giant community so we can go to the government and be like, we, the people of the Podcasters Coalition, need this bailout money.
We do.
Right. So the more we have, the better we'll be, and I think it creates an overall more positive listener experience.
Oh, it's totally. Like, our fan base is getting bigger because we are getting other podcast fans, and our fans are hearing about them and like, oh, these guys are good too.
Well, yeah, but that, and the main thing is that you can listen to one show and they're talking about something, and then you listen to your next show and it's kind of a continuation.
Right, maybe
or
have
jumps.
The same story.
It's like the question of the week and stuff. They're like, oh,
exactly.
Well, this podcast came up with this question. We're responding to them. They're going to go, oh, hey, these guys came up with this, so I'm going to listen to them, check out what they got, and so on and so forth.
Because everyone's different. Everyone has their own input and point of view. What we say about something is going to be different than what someone else says about it. So the more people involved in this community we're building here, the more topics that are going to be covered and the more complete they're going to be covered. Mm-hmm. So I say, the more the merrier. It's just going to make things better. So, and that's what we've been doing. We work with Stereo Radiation. We work with Hot Cakes. We work with Ear Candy. Now Big Mouth's podcast, Sick and Wrong. We try to.
Yeah, try to.
They still
kind of
have. Well, yeah, and I don't think they really take it as seriously as us. Like, what we're trying to do is make this our day job. Like, yeah. This is what we want to do for a living. They might not necessarily have the same idea of where they want their show to go. It's just a hobby to them.
I notice most podcasts are more like hobbies.
Yeah.
No, this is like, this is our way, passion.
This is a way of life for us. Yeah, like, everything I see in my day-to-day life comes back to the show. How can I incorporate this into the show? How can I turn this into a joke? How can I exaggerate this to make you guys laugh? Like, it's all that thing. So, if you're not trying to do that, then whatever. Get fucked. We don't need you. But if you are working towards the same ends that we are, then let's fucking do this and let's do it right. And let's show these people that, hey, this is what entertainment is now. We're not fucking paying $300 a month for your bullshit TV with your bullshit fucking ads that's programming us to go buy all this bullshit fucking products. We are creating by ourselves in our living rooms a fucking program that's 80% more entertaining than half the shit that's on television right now. I guarantee it.
Oh, so for sure.
Either fucking get the fuck out of the way and let us roll on through, or fucking hop on the bus, because either way, we're going to come through. You can be roadkill or you can fucking come with. So
I think we may be the cause of the apocalypse.
Possibly.
Not allegedly.
It could.
Hey, maybe. Not saying it is. Definitely not saying it is not. So, so on and so forth. The podcasting game needs this type of cooperation and teamwork to push the envelope further. I ask you, if you're interested, cause both you and I know, Keith and Hemda, NLO, and RBR. What's RBR?
RBR?
Red Bar Radio?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. I've never listened to them.
Wait, they're a part of this too?
No. Oh. They're making the differentiation between shows that want to work together and then the real popular shows that don't want anything to do with other podcasters. So, so on and so forth. You and I know Keith and Kemda, Nobody Likes Onions, and Red Bar Radio aren't about to help us out this way. Check out our podcast at BigMouthsPodcast.com. Use the Poo Poo Player to listen. It seems to be the easiest streaming. Holla. P.S. I'm not very good at writing my thoughts down. Is there a possibility I could call, talk business with you guys? If so, what time? So
How about right now?
Right now. Right now. 406-204-4687. Let's talk shop. So, I listened to their show. I find it very entertaining.
Big Mouth?
Big Mouth.
Big Mouth.
BigMouths podcast.com. And I also, if you go to thejamhole.com, I already put a link under the Jamhole Associates. So, what I really like about this show is that the main guy, he has a job like I do. He drives, he delivers and shit.
What's he deliver?
I don't know. Oh. Didn't say. I only listened to that one episode, which was their newest one.
How many episodes?
39, I believe.
Oh, so they're still pretty young then.
But they only do it once a week or twice a week or something, where he says they've been doing it for almost a year. We're at 39 episodes.
Right.
It's like, we've been doing it for a little over a year, and we're at 163.
Yeah.
So, no big deal, just saying. But, yeah, I do.
Well, that just goes to show you that this is our passion.
Exactly. The passion of the Christ with less Jew.
Passion of the jam hole.
That's right. So, I did enjoy it. And, yeah, we'll throw a link to them. I told him to, you know, record the bumper. We don't really play bumpers or anything.
I guess we can.
No, we...
What the fuck? We can't do new shit?
No.
Why?
Never. Because.
Ever? We've never done anything new before.
If it ain't broke, don't fuck with my shit. No. What I want to do, I don't want to play it during the show, but we'll use it as an intro.
Yeah, that's cool.
Kick into our shit, and that's that. So, yeah. Definitely check them out. BigMouthsPodcast.com. We share our listeners with them. Holla. They holla back. We get some listeners from that. We all kind of talk about the same shit, so it's like one big, giant circle jerk of podcast. Amazing.
And I am definitely enjoying, you know, the segments that we all share on our shows.
Yeah,
you know,
the question so thing. Cool.
The question thing's really cool. I like it. Hearing the different answers from everybody.
Yeah, it's you hear things that you didn't think of. It's like, oh, wow, I never would have thought that having the fucking hot, beautiful chick plow your ass could actually fuck up your whole psyche, because now whenever you see a hot, beautiful chick, you're going to associate that with getting your asshole corned. Which is what Hotcakes is, one of their replies was to the question of the week. So it's cool. The more people, the more views, wider sense of views we get, the better everything's just going to get. So we got another email. Matt, listening to the last show, by the poor kid, the Fleshlight. This going back to at the end of, what was it, Wednesday's show?
Yeah, Wednesday.
I was talking about how this kid on the jaml.com/forums is 17, and he wanted me to buy him a Fleshlight. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, before I had already told him, yeah, and then I was like, why do you want me to buy it? Like, I didn't even think to ask. I was just like, yeah, sure, I'll, whatever, you know?
Right.
And then he's like, oh, I'm not old enough to do it, and that, and
well,
so...
Well, why else would he?
I've been thinking about it, and the more I thought about it, the more I kind of was leaning towards not doing it and just sending him his money back, because it...
Wait,
I
he actually sent you the money?
Yeah, yeah, I got the money, he sent me a check and everything, and I've, wow. I haven't done it because... I started thinking about it, I'm like, is this going to be the thing that ends me in jail, or that causes
there's
problems?
There's no...
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why on Wednesday's show, I wanted to pose that to you guys to see what you guys thought about it. Is it a weird, creepy thing to buy this 17-year-old kid that's a fan of the show something for him to fuck? If I don't do it, is he going to end up, like, fucking a Coke can and getting his dick stuck in it and then having
or
to go
getting
off?
Some 16-year-old pregnant?
Right, exactly.
Well,
God
if
forbid.
He's... I mean, that'll probably happen anyway.
Probably.
But, yeah.
But hopefully he listens to us enough to where he gets the thought in his brain that abortions are good.
Yeah.
That's right. And so. If she doesn't want to do it, you kick that bitch down a flight of fucking stairs.
But
so,
seriously, well, did you come to a decision about it?
Well, let me read this email.
Okay.
By the poor kid, the Fleshlight. It's not all creepy like you were giving it to him without him asking. Like,
that's
if I was just
random.
Like, hey, you wanna fuck this thing? teenage boys are jerking it like mad just because he wants to spice up his me time with a Fleshlight. Is that wrong or creepy? Nay.
I would also agree in nay.
I would also agree.
It might even save his mom's couch cushions. Not judging, Matt, just saying. Winky smiley face.
Hey, couch cushions feel pretty
warlock
good.
Warlock couch fucker!
That was such a good
That's
episode.
That's so much more hardcore with the pink bandana yes. on. And I'll get to why I'm wearing this here in a minute. But,
it's not the receding hairline.
Right, no, not at all. There is actual a cause for this.
Really?
Yes. It's not like
hey,
he's
does,
weird.
Hey, your stees, hot. That's all I gotta say.
Hot pink.
Like
a vagina.
Right, like a vagina. Okay. It's great. But I'm sorry for so rudely interrupting you.
I like how you can, like, totally talk while I'm talking, but then as soon as I go to take a drink or take a hit off the salvia thing, it's like crickets.
Well, it's because you say something with nothing I have to respond to, so then you just take a drink, and I'm like...
Right, and you can't just
yeah,
come
so.
Up with something off the top of your head.
Well, I'm not,
God forbid.
I don't want to just change the subject.
Oh, of course I not. Just, God forbid we fucking do that at all.
Well, it's because we're talking about something. I would just keep up with that.
It's not like he's going to hurt anyone with it, or will be hurting himself. It's totally different from buying an underage kid drugs, alcohol, or cigarettes. Help the poor undersexed boy out. And anyone that casts judgment about him wanting to use it is ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous. Larry, don't be ridiculous.
What is that?
Perfect Strangers?
Hmm.
Balky?
Never seen it.
They were talking about it on Hotcakes. That's the only reason
I still haven't yeah.
thinking about Perfect Strangers. Thank you very much for that. And I would buy a shirt that says Larry Appleton rape or whatever. So, yeah, it's ridiculous. We all do it. If you can't admit it or think it's gross, then fuck you. You're missing out. I wish I had someone to ask to buy me a toy when I was that age because it would have saved me a lot of work. P.S. If some hot 17-year-old girl wanted to buy a vibrator really bad but couldn't because she wasn't 18 and asked if you could buy it for her, would it change things? Alana Hot Butt. So.
May I add, Alana has a hot butt.
Fucking A, Bubba. And some hot titties. If you go to jamhole.com/forums, they're on there. I'm not going to tell you where. So, yeah, I guess if it was a hot 17-year-old girl, I'd be like, I got your vibrator right here. Like, right here.
Like, right in my pants.
Right, if you know what I mean. And then her sister's best friend would be like, hey, you can't date him because he has AIDS. Oh, my white blood cells are down. Hold on, guys.
You know what?
Smoke some of my
why
AIDS
I
medication.
Drink defense.
No, you just smoke your AIDS medication.
Oh, right. And then I hallucinate my
Whoa,
balls.
Dude.
You know what? I would most definitely buy anybody underage a vibrator or a sex toy or whatever, just for the simple fact that I don't want them going out and fucking and getting an STD and passing it to everyone else, or getting someone pregnant
or
and them keeping the child, just in case they decide to keep the child, or saving them from the fact of going home to their parents and going, I'm pregnant.
Or why not?
Or is it? Is it?
I don't know.
You might think it is. I might think it is because of how fucking often it happens. Like,
yeah.
Daily.
All the time.
I think it should be like condoms, you know? You should have to sell them a sex toy.
Yeah, but see, they don't because you're not old enough to have sex yet, is what.
Well, that's
they
not
don't,
stopping
I believe.
13-year-olds from buying condoms at gas stations, so what
right.
makes you think that they're not fucking anybody?
Well, obviously, they're not thinking it through too well.
Well, then they should allow them to buy dildos and fucking sex toys.
And
I
either
totally
way,
agree.
Honestly, he's either going to use that or he's going to use his hand, and
yeah.
whatever.
Which
dude.
Would be better.
Exactly. I don't know. I've never used the Fleshlight, but I mean, if it's anything, the reviews are in, and that shit's apparently where it's fucking at.
Yeah.
So it's like the cutting edge of fucking self-jerking off technology. So... yeah, I think I will get it for him just because, you know, he's
and
a fan of the show, and
yeah.
he's like, hey, throw me a freaking bone here. I just want something to fuck.
Or a pussy.
Yeah. I know.
Throw me a fucking pussy.
Get him a pocket pussy.
We should go knock out Jasmine and stuff her, like, cut her vagina
yeah.
out, stick it in a mag light, and ship that shit to him. Fucking free of charge,
bro.
I'd
be happy
Dip
as hell.
Yeah.
Fucking A, I'd be happy,
like,
too.
Yes, it's just what I wanted.
Fucking see your ass driving around all the fucking time.
Do you still?
Every now and then.
Really?
But like before, it,
well, yeah,
I
you
would
don't
get
care
all
anymore.
Sick in my
yeah.
stomach. I'd be like, every time I see you, I want to fucking puke.
Like,
but now it's just like, hey, how's your fucking life? How's your bitch-ass fucking slut sis? No
I still
shit.
Get like that when I see Jake, so don't feel bad.
Well, yeah, but that's just because he is a nauseating sight to the eyes.
Yeah, and he has his girlfriend with her half the time.
So, real quick, before we get into some other shit, some update on the Montana decriminalization bill of marijuana. As you all know, the Marijuana Policy Project, MPP.org, every now and then, if it's something like really awesome or it has to do with where we live here, we like to kind of talk about things here. So this says, as you know from our previous alerts, the Montana legislature already has considered several bills affecting the medical marijuana law, including SB 326, which passed... Holla!
Hell
yeah! It passed the Senate and is awaiting action in the House. Whose house?
Our
house.
Is a very... okay. thank you to everyone who took action on those bills. The legislator will now discuss a marijuana decriminalization bill that will reduce the penalties for possessing marijuana for all adults.
Well, that's a good start.
It's a fucking step in the right direction.
I would prefer no
criminalization
of it, but...
hey. Baby steps.
Yep, baby steps.
I'm blown away that it's 2000 what?
2009.
And we're still doing what?
Trying to get weed legal.
Wow, guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, are we a little behind?
I know,
what?
It's like the people that are still mowing their lawns with the fucking
with
push
the fucking
mower.
Push thing, yeah.
And then you got their neighbor rolling by on the fucking 20
lawnmower.
Horsepower, like, woo, what up,
jeez?
I just mowed everybody's lawn. How's your fucking push mower? Like, that's exactly what it's like. You guys are just fucking delaying the inevitable, and you're fucking shit up in the process.
Seriously.
We could be so far out of this deficit like that, but no. It'll make you go crazy and rape sluts and shit. It's like, bro, sluts are gonna get raped regardless. That's why they're called sluts. Fucking people.
21st century, and we're just now
I know.
Starting to move forward.
Bad religion. I'm a 21st century digital boy, and I will fucking smoke weed, and I'll fucking fuck sex toys, dude. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
The legislator will now discuss a marijuana decriminalization bill that will reduce the penalties for possessing marijuana for all adults. Sponsored by Representative Brady Weissman, Democrat Bozeman, HB 541 would make possession of 30 grams or... less a civil infraction, punishable only by a $50 fine.
Hmm.
So you have an ounce of weed on you.
Mm-hmm.
You get pulled over because you have a taillight out.
Right.
Or whatever. Or speeding. The fuck. They're like, that'll be $50. And you're like, that's it? Can I sell an eighth of this? And
yeah, I'll
pay
be
you?
Right back.
Like, do you want to buy some?
No, because it's probably not legal to sell still.
Well,
so.
You probably tell them.
Well, right. Like, but that, hey, well, you just ask hold, him if you go sell.
Hold this real quick. I'll be right back.
No, well, just say here's $50 worth of weed.
Exactly. Can you just take that and then
no,
we'll call
see,
it cool?
It's all good because you probably don't have to pay it right there. So right. You can just be like, cool, I'll go pay that next week after I get rid of this.
Sell all
exactly.
Of this. Yeah.
Currently, an individual possessing an ounce or less of weed can be sentenced to 6 months in jail and fined up to $500.
Wait, so that's right now?
Right now. Currently in Montana, if you got popped for an ounce of weed or less, you could get 6 months in jail and a $500 fine.
Hmm.
6 months yeah. In jail, which is completely fucking overcrowded, and $500?
Well, that
like,
part they love, of course.
Right.
And the jail actually probably takes away that $500 you just paid them.
Right. And now, like, people can barely fucking pay rent. People are killing themselves mm-hmm. because they're losing their jobs.
Well,
or
if you can afford an ounce of weed.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, what?
You know, if you're buying an ounce of weed.
Unless you're growing it.
Well, yeah.
Right.
We don't talk about that, though.
Hey, I don't, what is it? Huh? I don't buy Chiva, I grow it.
Right,
Beastie Boys. HB 541 has been assigned to the House Judiciary Committee, and a hearing has been scheduled for Tuesday, March 10th at 8 a.m. Please try to attend. So, yeah, that's awesome that one thing passed, and the other
yeah.
thing passed, and we're fucking on our way, dude. Totally gonna happen.
Yeah, I think we're kind of like California in the way that there's a lot of people here that really want
I know.
It now.
Everybody
like, people want it.
Smokes weed here.
Yeah.
Deal with it. If
or,
you don't fucking like it, don't fucking smoke it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't bitch and be like, oh, how many people has weed killed? None. How many people has your legal alcohol killed? A whole fucking
thousands
bunch,
a year.
Which is cool. We need to get rid of some of these fucking retards, and the dumb fucks dying are the idiots that are like, oh, I'm so drunk, I'm gonna go gamble my life savings away at this casino so I can drink for free because I just gambled all my money away in the casino.
Right.
I'm gonna go home and drive drunk and fucking kill people. That's fine. Go kill people. But you can't have a double standard and say this plant that hasn't killed anybody is illegal, but you can go and do this. Hi, caller. You're live on the Dremel. Hello.
Hey, it's Bird35 checking in.
What up,
hi.
G?
I just want to know if your company has, like, a drug policy and it's legal, how are you going to still be able to do it, you know?
If you're saying if the place you work for drug tests you?
Yeah.
But you have... So are you saying, hypothetically, if it was completely decriminalized?
Yeah.
Well, if in that case, then they would have to go back and redo the drug policies
right.
for employment, I would assume.
Yeah, because if it's legal, then there's no way they can have that policy, because there's nothing wrong with it.
They can, to a certain extent, I can see them being like, okay, depending on what your job is, you can't smoke it while you're at work.
Well, yeah, you can't be high at work, just like you can't go to work
exactly,
drunk.
But that's going to completely eliminate people having to take drug tests, because they
right.
can be like, well, I wasn't smoking it at work, I was smoking it at home, and right now that's legal. But you also have to keep in mind, Bird, this is at a state level. This isn't federally, so... On a federal level, it's still technically illegal, which will be the next thing that'll get changed. Mm-hmm.
But you don't really have to worry about if you're just a dude, you know, buying an ounce or whatever for yourself.
Right. The federal level is messing with people that are growing acres and acres
right.
of the shit or
having dispensaries and
going
stuff.
Across international lines, stuff like that, borders and whatnot.
So, does that answer your question?
Are you stoned?
It kind of does, but still, you know.
Well, what do you think?
They have to be able to determine if you're under the influence while you're working, right?
Right, at the time. But see, I've had jobs like that where they give you one drug test initially, and then you pass that, you're cool, unless something happens. If you have an accident at work, then they can give you the drug test, which... I don't know. I don't think you should be able to do that either way. I mean, it's obvious. If you're fucking totally baked and you show up to work and something happens, you crash the forklift or something like that, like, you can tell. It's not like, oh, I had no idea he was fucking stoned and shit. And alcohol's the same way. You can tell when someone's fucking drunk at work. You don't need to be all invasive and be like, hey, piss in this cup because I'm a piece of shit and I want your urine.
Yeah, if you're high enough to fuck up at work, then you're probably high enough for them to look at you and be able to tell that you were high when it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in your normal job, say you work around metal and stuff, say you cut your hand, then I have to go to the hospital, then they automatically take a drug test.
Just
so I'm not fucked up, but still.
Right, because you had been smoking prior to.
Right, so it's going to be in your system.
Yeah. Right, so that's where I think if this does pass, they're going to have to change all of these little fucking bullshit laws that are, you know, invasive on your personal privacy. And I also think it you can't just leave it all up to the state. Like, you as an individual, you have to take responsibility for your actions. If you know you're working around a fucking meat slicer or something dangerous like that, maybe wait until you get off work to get stoned and shit. But like you're saying, if you have it in your system from the night before, you go to work, you're totally sober, but you cut your hand, you go to the hospital, they drug test you, and it shows up positive from the night before, then it's going to come down to your word over theirs, pretty much. Were you stoned when that happened, or was it residual effect?
Yeah, see, I think that's going to be the biggest issue, is people being able to tell if you were high at the time that happened, since that's a problem, because that impairs your work.
Right.
But
so,
it's legal to do outside of your job.
And that's where it comes down to personal responsibility, you know? Don't fucking show up to work baked if you have a job that something like that could happen.
Although, I would think even once it was legal, they could still make it so you had to be drug tested and you couldn't be on drugs.
Well, and it, like I said, it depends what kind of job it is. Do you want to go to a doctor that, say, you need brain surgery done? Do you want your doctor to have the kind of mentality that he is a fucking hardcore stoner and shit, even though you agree with the fact that he smokes weed? You might not necessarily want someone that smokes weed every day operating on your brain, even though he's not smoking it before the operation. It's just the whole mentality that goes along with it, you know?
But how would you even know?
Well, that's the thing. It's personal responsibility. You would hope that your brain surgeon has enough sense
to not do that.
Or if he's going to smoke pot, to know that he can still function under that.
Don't smoke before you go to work in the morning.
Exactly.
Wait until you get off.
That's what it all comes down to. And it's going to come down to just nitpicky bullshit like that. Like you said, you're going to go to the hospital and they're going to fucking test you. And that's going to be the deciding factor on whether or not you have a job or not, which is totally fucked, especially now.
I think it's going to be the same as if you're driving. They need to come up with a test where you're right at that point in time, whether you're over the influence or, you know, over
right.
the line.
Yeah, like a field sobriety test of some sort.
Well, there is things they can do. Like, when you're stoned, your eyes will be kind of slow, just like when you drink, they check your eyes. But that's, like, the only... Well, you know, they'll be kind of...
No, yeah.
They float
well,
around.
Well, no, the drunk
know?
Thing is, when you move like that, your eyes will wiver,
right.
wobble, quiver a little bit. But,
well,
yeah,
when you're stoned, it kind of does that, too. But that's, like, the... It's harder to test if some people anyway.
Right, and it will be interesting. I mean, this is just another stage in evolution and change of a country. How are we going to adapt to what's changing, or are we going to stay the same and die out? You know, it'll be interesting to see either way.
All right, it's good to be checking in with you guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Continue on.
Hell yeah, it's good to hear from you again, man. Holla back.
Holla.
All right, see you.
All right. Yeah, if anybody wants to call in, the phone number is 406-204-4687. If you're international, you can Skype the Jam Hole, all lowercase, one word. So, where the fuck were we? Okay, 12 states have already decriminalized weed possession to some extent. Most recently, voters in Massachusetts overwhelmingly passed an initiative making possession of an ounce or less a $100 civil fine. That initiative received 65% of the vote. It's clear that the public supports this sensible reform. And, yeah, I think we're going to see a lot more of that in the upcoming months and years as we progress as a nation and a society, and we pull our fucking heads out of our asses, and we're like, hey, we actually have this all wrong. It's alcohol that we should be taking a look at, not even fucking pot.
Even if they don't, I don't even care if they look about that so much. Just realize that pot isn't this bad drug.
Don't have a double standard. That's all. Don't be fucking hypocrites. Church and state is separated, so don't be fucking hypocrites.
So,
like church.
This bill that passed made it so it's a $100 fine?
No, it made it so now it'll go to the House, and then the House committee will vote on it. And that depends on whether or not it'll get passed or not, which is fucking stupid.
So
it's like,
it has to make
it
past us.
We already fucking voted on it, and we fucking passed it. Do you want us to vote again? Did you lose somebody's fucking ballot? Like, you're fucking Stalin.
Well, this is the second time.
You're Joseph Stalin, and I'm gonna fucking kill you, okay?
Right, because there's people up there that don't want it.
That's a joke.
But obviously they're seeing the people do want it, and so they're like, okay, let's try it. One more voting.
Well, yeah, they're
see
like,
we can get
is
it
your final answer? No, I've just said that's my fucking answer 5 times because I'm still thinking about it.
Oh, well, answer
fucking
again.
Idiots. Yeah, well, okay. Maybe this time it'll be different. You fucking retards.
Well, at least they're doing it again. They're trying to get it back.
No, yeah, it's definitely
it's
a step,
definitely a
in,
step
the right.
in the right direction. Is right, but they're doing baby steps. They're really trying. So that's at least something good. And I don't even smoke it, but it should totally be legal. It really over alcohol, and I prefer alcohol over weed. So.
Well, yeah, especially coming from people that also drink. You would think that they would understand that weed should be legal.
Yeah, it should. It really doesn't have any harm to anybody. So.
Yeah, it has less harm to other people than alcohol does. Because alcohol does cause people to harm others sometimes.
Yeah. And going back to the whole other podcast thing, Johnny from Tucson says Red Bar Radio is not even listenable. So
really?
I guess it's just more crap like Don and Drew.
And NLO.
Soccer Girl, NLO. The only reason they're so popular is because they were one of the first ones to do
it. Right, and they're still there.
Just because they have that many listeners doesn't mean it's good. It just means those people had nothing better to listen to.
That's
all
there
was.
And they
just haven't come around to being like, oh, what's the Jam Hole? Oh, man, this shit is un-fucking believable.
This is actually good.
Yeah, holy shit. You mean podcasts don't all fucking suck?
You guys are actually funny?
Wow. Amazing.
Whoa. Wait, you write, you have your own jokes? You don't steal them from other people?
Well, sometimes.
Whoa,
yeah, but
we borrow.
We do it in a joking manner.
Yeah, we give you credit.
Right.
We don't pretend it's ours.
So, Burger, I believe, sent in a little Craigslist ad. This
Sweet.
One says, I was in line in front of you at the free clinic. Woman for male. We're at what?
Sorry.
Nothing. I've hit my pop filter like 4 times. I'm sorry.
Are you cool?
I just keep getting pissed every time I do it. I'm like, fuck!
God damn it! So, yeah, woman for male. I was in line in front of you at the free clinic. You know what the free clinic is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. My balls itch for some reason. Better
it
go
burns
over the clinic.
When I pee.
You thought you had genital warts. I thought I was pregnant. Match made in heaven.
For sure.
If you didn't have warts, write me. I had the baby taken care of, so I'm ready to roll. Winky smiley face.
Giggity.
I love that shit. That's so awesome. Like that.
It's like, did you get your STD taken care of? Because I got my baby taken care of.
I know. Exactly.
Oh, wait, you can't get rid of that? Oh, sorry.
Well, then, hey, don't get a hold of me, actually.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you for that. And always, if you guys ever have anything you want to send in for the show, you want to hear us talk about, or you want to hear me get mad at and call fucking retards, you can always email info@thejamhole.com, or you can stumble us stuff. You can fucking... there's so many fucking ways. We are the most easiest podcasters to get a hold of ever in the history of podcasting.
We have to have more ways to get a hold of us than anybody.
Yes. Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
Hey, dude, it's Chickadee.
Oh, what up,
hi, Chickadee?
Chickadee.
Hi.
What's up?
I wanted some advice about night driving.
Please.
So where I live, the street that I usually drive on,
right?
There aren't any sidewalks or anything because I kind of live in what they call a village. It really sucks. It's a shitty little town. Anyway.
Okay.
So driving at night, you see people walking along the edge as usual. But the black guys in their black hoodies with the hoods up, you don't know them
right
until you're driving right next to them. I freak the fuck out and almost swerve into the other lane. Should I just hit them or
treat
I
them
hit
like
the
beer.
Black people?
Well, how many of, is it just one or two, or is it like a whole gang of niggas? Like, how many are we talking here?
1 to 3.
Okay.
It's usually 1 to 3.
1 to 3. Sticker says run them over and just say you didn't see them, which, assuming that they have their hoods on and they're not wearing reflective stripes, then I would say that's okay. What kind of vehicle do you drive?
I drive a 2005 Ford Taurus.
Oh, fucking plow them niggas over. And I'm not saying that because I want you to kill niggas. I'm saying that because, hey, shouldn't have been walking there, man. I didn't see
you.
It's
their fault.
It's totally their fault. Don't fucking walk around like shady fucking thugs with your hood on in the middle of the fucking night.
In all black.
Expect not to get hit by a car.
I know. You're fucking black already. You're not helping the case.
Yeah, if you are black skinned and you're walking around at night in the middle of the road, you're not allowed to wear black clothes unless you want to get
walk
hit.
Backwards and smile.
At least, at least take your hood off and
right.
Show them pearly whites.
Well, unless they're wearing grills.
Right.
Right.
In then which case, so show
in
them
which
the
case, in which case, I would doubly hit them because that is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen. Leave it to fucking monkeys, pretty much, to do that dumb shit. Who does that? You don't see respectable fucking normal people walking around with a mouthful of fucking...
Since when were normal people respectable?
I'm saying the respectable kind are.
Oh. Well, I don't know many of those.
Would you
I'm
fucking
sorry.
Put a mouthful of dumb fucking metal and fake pubic zirconiums
in
your
diamonds
mouth?
Diamonds and gold or whatever?
That is so stupid.
No.
You wonder why you live in fucking... projects and ghettos because you spend all your money on stupid fucking shit.
Hey.
No kidding. We were the ones that made you pick our cotton because you're stupid. If you were like, hey, actually, I don't believe that that's fair. And if you would have voiced your opinion in a human-like manner instead of going, ooh, ah, and
just
flinging
that...
shit
okay.
at people, we would have made you slaves.
Just for the record, they weren't like that when we made them slaves. They were just normal, whatever people mind their
own
business.
Oh, right, they were fucking thriving in Atlantis in their perfect fucking utopian society. I'm sorry we fucked that up for you. I'm sorry we took you out of the fucking Sahara fucking desert and gave you a fucking house and taught you what civilization means, you fucking retards.
No, we didn't
just
really
die.
Teach them.
Yes, Chickadee, hit them all, please. God,
okay,
I love black people. I swear to God, I
no,
fucking
I don't think you
hate
do.
Niggers, though. Pull your fucking pants up. Wear some clothes that fucking fit. It looks
hey.
Like you took a dump in your fucking pants.
You can't say you love black people if you think all black people are niggers.
Only the ones that act like niggers.
You say that about all of them.
Come because on. All the ones here are niggers. Fuck.
There is none here, really.
I know. There's three here. One of them's nice. His name's John. The other ones are dumb fucking niggers. And I'm so serious. Like... I have so many black friends online, and when I used to live in Vegas and Florida and here, and they were fucking cool. And even they were like, man, I fucking hate niggers. I'm like, I know, right? They give all black people a bad fucking name. Just like the dumb white trailer trash give all people that are white that live in trailers a bad name. I used to live in a trailer and I got bad shit because of it. I wasn't a piece of shit trailer trash, but because I lived in a trailer and the majority of fucking dumb white niggers, for lack of a better word, did that. What? Are you cool?
Are you cool? I'm sorry. I'm just too tired of hearing about niggers.
Me too.
Okay, one more thing.
We're at an hour, so we need to kind of get going.
I quit.
Okay. One more thing. Isn't it the worst when you're driving near where someone had just ran over a fucking skunk?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it happens around here all the time.
It doesn't smell too bad if you smell it from afar, but when you run over it yourself and you have that funk just dwelling underneath your car and it comes up through your air conditioner or your heater or whatever and it fills your entire car with that funk, you just want to gouge your own eyes out.
It actually doesn't even really bother me anymore.
Dude,
it just smells like really skunky
it.
Weed to me. I'm just
Well, from far away, it doesn't smell bad. It's cool. Whatever. Yeah, it's a nice whiff of skunk bud. Cool beans. Whatever. But when you fucking hit it, wow, that's a fucking smell. So yeah, chickadee, they fucking smell like shit. And
All right, that's it. Enjoy.
That's it? Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay. Sticker says, oh my god, Matt, come back. I'll give you a cupcake.
Matt, you want a cupcake?
We got cornbread.
We got some muffins.
Oh shit, Matt, I sure do love me some cornbread.
Oh my god.
Okay.
I'm sorry for yelling.
You want your mouse back?
Actually, that was my mouse.
Well, mouse
still
either
works.
Way.
You know why it still works?
Why?
Because it's not a nigger.
Okay.
Can we move on now?
Sure.
Yes.
I'm sorry for yelling. You ever mock me like that again, I will kill you.
Actually, I wasn't mocking you. I was just letting you know what you just told me if we could do.
What's that?
If we can move on now.
Oh, please. Hi, caller. You're live on the Jam Hole.
Three.
I know. This is going to be an angry nigger watch. Yes? Speak.
Hello.
Hi, what's up?
Hey,
Who dis?
This is Stickers.
Say that again?
This is Stickers.
Oh, what's
Stickers?
Up, Stickers?
Yeah, I wanted to tell you guys that joke.
Oh, so, please.
Like, all right. here I go. All right. There's this truck driver, right? He's on the highway. He's driving the road. He sees this nigger. He's
oh,
like,
God.
Fuck. He runs him over. Says, bang. Well, he's going down there some more. And he's going to Illinois, and he's like, fuck, another one. And just runs him over. Bam. See this rabbi walking down the road. He's like, man, I can't let him be walking. I got to pick him up. He picks him up, and he's headed on to the new state. He sees another nigger. He's like, man, I can't hit this nigger with this rabbi in the truck with me. He's like, what am I going to do? Well, all of a sudden, he's like, I'll just act like I fall asleep. He's driving down the road, and he gets real close, starts nodding off on purpose, and bam, he wakes up. He's like, hey, did I hit him? Rabbi's like, nope, but I hit him with the door on the way by.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Well done, sir. Well done. Welcome to the
Thank you
show.
For that.
Fantastic.
Appreciated much.
That's so awesome because today, towards the end of my route, I had Jesse with me, and we're driving down the road, and there's like just some kids walking by, but they were kind of like more in the road than they should have been, and we were in the work truck, so we didn't want to be like, hey, call this number and try and get me fired like everyone else tries to do, but he was totally like went for the door and like went like he was gonna open it, like right as I looked over at him, I'm like, no, dude. And he's like, oh, I'm just kidding. And I totally reminded him of that. Just fucking douche.
Hell yeah.
So how are you?
What?
How are you?
Stoned.
Oh,
right.
I'm fine.
So you're the new listener, correct?
Yes, I'm
this
the
is
new
your,
listener.
This is your first time
first
listening
time.
To us?
I subscribed.
You subscribed.
Oh, fucking A.
How do you like us so far?
Well, he subscribed.
Fucking awesome.
People that have my point of view.
Nice. That's what we're trying to do here.
Great.
People need to listen up, and we will have an army, and we will kill people that do not. Because
yeah.
That's the American way.
Me.
It
I
is.
I will kill somebody for you.
Fucking A. I look forward to working with you, sir.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the call. We will go join the forums, jamhole.com/forums. That's where we kick it.
All right.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later. Holla back.
Later.
Fucking A. We've had more phone calls in the past fucking 10 minutes.
I know.
Granted, we've had more racism in the past 10 minutes, but that's fine.
We haven't gotten very racist.
No, you have to be able to laugh at that kind of shit, because if you don't, you're going to fucking live the rest of your life a crotchety old fuck. So then.
Yeah, we wouldn't even bring it up if it wasn't funny in any way.
So, real quick, I was looking, I did some laundry last night, and I called up the landlord, right? And I'm like, hey, is the fucking dryer fixed yet? And the landlord's like, did you just crash?
No.
Hold on.
Yeah.
No, I still see her.
No, I just went all the way, yeah.
Okay.
Put me back.
Are you cool?
I'm cool.
Okay, so, call the landlord. I'm like, yo, is the dryer fixed yet? He's like, I don't know. And then he gives me some story about how the fucking guy that's supposed to fix it got bit by a spider and was in the hospital. And it's like, what, is he the only guy in the fucking valley that can fix a busted-ass dryer? Well, I'm sorry then. God forbid I have to do any fucking laundry. And, you know, a lot before she lived here, it was fine because I could go a couple weeks.
I'm bad luck.
Because no, not at all. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, I don't burn through clothes like you do. You get your shit so fucking stanky and sticky full of salt.
I can't help it.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Before you lived here, I could go like 2-3 weeks without doing laundry. But now that you're here, we have to do it at least once every few days. And it's getting really fucking annoying. So, I go to the laundromat, which I've never done here. I've always had a washer and dryer.
Have
or
you?
My mom's house or whatever.
So you've never had to use one?
No, not the laundromat here.
I don't know. When I lived in Florida, I lived in apartments that never had washer and dryer. So I've been in laundromats countless times.
Okay. Well, I didn't know what to expect. But so I go there.
Expect to get fucking gouged.
I fucking hate, dude. I go there and I pack up my laptop and my fucking Skullcandy headphones fucking broke. So if anybody wants to help me out with a pair of headphones, P.O. Box 3652 Kalispell, Montana 59903. Or you can go to thejamhole.com/donate and kick me $60 so I can buy another fucking pair. But yeah, I'm using these fucking earbuds. I fucking hate earbuds. I swear to Christ, if I find the guy that invented those stupid fucking things, I'm gonna take my fucking earbuds and I'm gonna wrap them around his fucking neck and I'm gonna break it.
They're nice if you just want to stick them in your pocket.
They're
or whatever.
Nice if I want to fucking jerk myself off with them, but that's not what I'm trying to fucking do. They're nice if I want a fucking ear infection because
you still have the right ears.
Dumbest fucking invention ever. You're a fucking retard. So I get all that shit, and I got my book, and I'm like, okay, I am prepared for anything that could possibly fucking happen. And I got the fucking laundry baskets all overflowing with fucking... Hi, you're live on the Jam Hole. This better have something to do with laundry.
It's Chickadee again.
Oh,
I have
what
a pair of...
did you hit them?
I have a pair of Skullcandy headphones, not earbuds, the other kind. They're black and gold. Do you want them?
Yes, are they the hash? Oh, please.
That would be great.
Okay.
Yes, P.O. Box 3652, right. Kalispell, Montana 59903, please.
All right, I'll get them as soon as I have the money for the postage when I get to the fucking post office.
Oh, you
Thank
are
you.
So awesome. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh, no problem.
All right, holla back. Fucking
send
done
her a shirt.
And done.
Send her a
She's
shirt.
She's already got one.
Send her another
I'll
one.
I'll send her another one. Fucking A. I'll send her Braden. No problem.
I'll draw her a doodle.
There we go. I'll send her naked pictures of you. So.
Oh, I'm sure she'd love that one.
She would. Fucking A. She's asked me. She's like, hey, you got any naked pictures of your girl? Because she's fucking hot.
Oh, God.
She's on fire. So I get there, and right away, first thing I see, big old sign that says $5. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And lucky I grabbed more change because we have that bucket there that we're saving for the trip to New York. You know, that's going to be any extra spending money and shit. So I grabbed like $8 or $9 in quarters and shit. So I'm like, this is fucking bullshit. $5. But then I'm looking at it, and they're huge fucking washers. So I was thinking I was going to have to do like 2 or 3 loads. I crammed all that shit into one fucking load. But when I get in there and I do that, and there's this girl in there, and she's probably like 22 or 23, pretty kind of, except, you know, face look kind of like she didn't listen the first time, right. You know, and maybe...
Or she's just a butterface.
Exactly. So she's talking on the phone, and all I hear is her boyfriend or ex or whoever's name is Roger. And he's accusing her of cheating on him and this and that. And she has a 3-year-old daughter with him, of course, with the kid. And
it's probably with her.
Exactly. Well, no, it's her daughter.
Oh, but with him, I swear.
Right,
I,
with yeah. Roger.
Right.
We'll call, that's what his name is. Okay. So I hear this just back and forth. And it's like, I don't know who's... phone number that was calling. I don't know who he added on MySpace. Like, just this whole fucking to-do.
So, Roger, it's another dude that was looking through her phone and is like, oh,
exactly.
Who's next?
And Roger, yeah, exactly.
Same
so
thing.
Roger's like accusing her of, don't fucking look at me like that. You got beef?
Just watch. You better quit it. You made me hit my mic again. So
I take her in back, and I throw her the fucking dick, right? And I bend her over the fucking... No. Devil! So he's, like, totally accusing her of, like, all this cheating, and who are you talking to, and whose phone number is that, and this and that. Just, like, totally not trusting. And I'm listening to this, I'm just like, of course. Of course. And
no, so, but she probably was cheating on him.
Well, granted. So she gets off the phone, and I'm like, hey, I couldn't help but overhear your conversation. Can I offer you some advice? And she's like, sure. And I'm like, well, more times than not, if someone is accusing you of cheating on them, they are actually doing the cheating.
Granted, if they're accusing you of that and you actually aren't.
Well, no, if you, I don't know, just from my experience, when somebody's like, I know you're cheating on me, this and that, they either want to break up with you, or they are doing the cheating, but to take all the heat off of them, they project it onto you, like you're doing the cheating and shit. And
yeah.
She's like, her words, exactly, she's like, oh, I know he's been cheating on me, I've caught him twice.
What the
really?
Fuck? And you're still with him.
Really? Oh my god, it fucking blew me away. And like the whole time I'm there, I throw my clothes in the thing and I go up to Anna's and I grab some fucking food. I make it to go and I come back and she's like still fucking just arguing with this kid. I didn't fucking cheat on him, on you. Who's this fucking slut? You moved in with your new fucking whore girlfriend with our 3-year-old and this and that. And I'm like,
wow.
Of course you fucking are. Of course. And then this fucking, like, maybe mid-30-year-old guy, he comes in and he does some laundry, puts it in, and he leaves. And, like, half hour later or whatever, he comes back, and I overhear him on the phone.
No
talking
way.
To some chick. No, it's not Roger, but...
No, but the same thing.
Oh, kinda, but talking to some chick like, hey, you gotta come pick me up right now. I was over at this dude's house fixing a snowmobile, and I guess he didn't ask the guy or whatever to fix if he could use his garage and shit. The guy freaked out and kicked him out. And I assume whoever was on the other end of the phone was like, well, were you drunk or doing drugs? Because at this point, he's screaming into the phone, come fucking pick me up. I'm not fucking drunk and I haven't been doing drugs this time. Like,
this
I'm like,
time,
holy
time.
Shit, guys. You fucking wonder why this world is going to fucking shit. Nobody trusts anybody. Everybody's a fucking liar. Nobody can do anything right.
You can't
right.
judge it that much. I mean, yeah, you can a little bit, but this is the laundromat.
Well,
that's
right.
where the scum goes.
I understand that.
They don't have a washer and dryer for a reason.
It was just weird for me because I haven't ever been in a laundromat here. Like,
yeah.
I've been to them in bigger cities when I used to work for Alamo and shit, but... It just seemed weird. It was like one right after another.
Yeah,
like,
well...
You're cheating and you have a fucking 3-year-old and I don't know. It was stupid.
Go ahead.
Going to the laundromat's a lot like driving through the trailer park or like living in a trailer park.
Totally.
Yeah. So same people.
So I followed her home and she lives in the trailer park.
Whoa.
Wow. No, I saw your Twitter about the laundromat and I was like, huh, what kind of drama? I'll just wait for the show.
More drama for your mama. And
I
your
don't
little...
even, yeah.
You find some of the coolest people in the laundromats or the best drama or the, you know, it's just so fun to watch people in the laundromat. It's amusing.
It's simply unfucking.
I left my wallet in the laundromat once, and the damn lady at the laundromat called me the next day, and I went down there to get it, and all my shit was still in it. I had like $500 in there. You know what? Fuck you.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, sorry.
You're a faggot!
Ow! Don't bite my twat.
Oh, sorry. That's not how?
No!
I thought that's how you did it, was with the teeth, right?
No!
So, all right, so, come here.
What?
What happened the other night? We had our first argument.
Okay. What?
Are we getting into this?
Yes, we need to right now.
Hmm.
So,
okay.
Are you cool?
I'm excited.
I know. And that's, I told her.
Wait, which one? The jealousy thing or the blowjob thing?
Oh, wow. I wasn't even going to mention the jealousy thing, but while you're at it, this bitch right here.
Holy
shit. I have never seen such jealousy before. And, like, it's totally flattering and shit because I've never had anyone that's been that jealous
of me before.
Uh-huh.
Like, at the beginning, I was like, you know, you can fuck whoever, just don't lie to me, I don't give a shit, and that's fine. She's like, well, I don't want to be your girlfriend or anything like that, I'm just this and that. So then things progress, and now we're boyfriend, girlfriend, and now she's living here and shit. And I'm still like, you know, if you want to go fuck other people, that's cool, just don't fucking lie to me about it. She is like, if I even so much as see another girl look at you, I'm gonna kill that bitch. And I'm like, whoa! I just get myself into another fucking stalker situation? If this ends badly or whatever. So, like, are you cool?
I'm cool.
Are other bitches cool?
No.
So, if you guys, like, hypothetically, if you guys were to break up, you're not going to, like, be sneaking around.
Depends on how we broke up.
Well,
if I caught him with his dick and another bitch, I'd hurt him severely, kill the bitch in front of him, and then bathe in both of their blood.
And then we'd both fuck them, right?
Wow.
No, because you'd be dead.
No.
Can I fuck them with you? Because
Braden would gang rape you and the other bitch.
Yes. Fucking, we'll do it right now.
You bring it up, no.
Well, where's the other bitch?
She's in the fucking closet.
No.
Tied up.
That was funny.
So
when I was
even
kidding.
Though I was so open about, like, you can do whatever, just don't fucking lie to me. Trust is a really important thing, and if you can't trust somebody, why even have them in your house, you know? Like, stealing, lying, that kind of shit, like, I don't deal well with.
And yeah.
I get that from my dad. Like, his big thing was, don't ever fucking lie to me. Like, we could do a lot of shit. We could do drugs and all this shit, but if you fucking lied to him, holy shit, dude.
Yeah, like, you'd be in so much more trouble for lying about it than telling the truth.
Exactly. So,
well, like, you don't like lying. I just don't like other women.
Period.
Okay? Period. No, I mean, some chicks are cool. No, you know, I could hang out with one out of, like, a million. No. Never.
Why?
I just don't.
She's so
not
nice.
My type. Yeah, exactly.
What is your type?
Dudes.
A dick hanging?
Yeah.
Are most of your friends guys?
Wow.
Yes.
So you're just not a chick.
I don't have one single friend that's a female.
So how would you feel if I was like, I don't want you talking to other guys, and if I ever see you talking to another guy, I'm gonna fucking kill you, I'm gonna rape him, and I'm gonna dance around
and
in
bathe
their blood.
You're gonna have to get me fired.
Well, see, so how can
that's
you have
different?
How can
you
work? How can you have that double standard?
But do I hang out with anybody besides the guys down at Anna's and you guys outside of work?
Not yet.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't hang out with anybody. I don't care. I don't like people.
Well, neither do I, but
and
I'm
I especially
saying,
don't like women.
So if I give
around
you,
my boyfriend.
Why do you not trust?
Because I don't trust bitches.
Because
that's
why. You've dated scumbags in the past, so now you just automatically assume that I'm going to do the same thing. Even though I gave you total free rein to do whatever, as long as you were honest about it, that is not reciprocated.
Okay, how about, let me try and put it to you this way. Regardless of whether you trust bitches or whether you trust
bitches
Matt.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Word. But regardless of whether you trust other bitches or if you trust Matt, if Matt's at all you worth your time and being with, then you don't even worry about him cheating on you. Because if he does cheat on you, you'll find out one way or another.
It doesn't matter.
And then it won't even be worth your time.
It doesn't matter. The whole, I know he won't cheat on me. The point is if he's chilling somewhere and some chick like walks up and like, I don't know, she could just like sneak some shit in or some crap. And he'll be like, whoa, shit, I'm just going to knock her face sideways.
Well, that's totally fine. But don't worry about him being around other girls. Because if something like that happens and you see it, go ahead and knock that bitch out. But if it happens and you don't see it, trust Matt to take care of it.
I just don't like it.
I
don't like the whole thought.
So what did you... Okay, so then the whole blowjob thing. Along when we first hooked up, you were like, I don't suck cock. And I'm like, that's fine, whatever.
Said I don't like to.
You said you didn't at first. And then you did actually suck cock.
And then Matt's like, oh my God.
Holy shit, that was then, all right.
And then she's like,
it's cool, it's close to godliness, go ahead and say
so
it.
So then the other day, I'm like, hey, come suck this cock. And she's like, no. And I'm like, why not? And you're like,
because I don't want to do it every goddamn time you want to do it.
So you want to just do it when you want to do it then?
Yep.
Okay, so then what did you say? You can go ahead and get your dick sucked by other girls, just don't let me find out about it.
Because I'll break your dick
off. So you would rather me lie and cheat behind your back than actually be like, hey, I'm going to go get my dick sucked real quick.
Do you want me to go to jail?
What?
Where is the logic behind that?
Where is jail
coming
into
play? If you tell me about you going out and getting your dick sucked, I'm going to go kill somebody.
But how does that make it okay that he does it behind your back?
Because I don't want to know about it.
How about you just say, hey, I'd appreciate it if you really didn't do that.
Hey, allegedly?
I don't want him to do that.
I did not allegedly.
Yeah. By saying that, you are giving him the okay to, like, a normal scum kind of douche, dude.
Matt, right?
Well,
okay.
Dick? Totally not.
Right.
I'm not saying that. Maybe. But okay, anyway, by doing that, you are totally giving that person the go-ahead to do that. So you shouldn't even plant that seed.
Well, if it's that, because see, he was making it sound like it was a really...
Hold on. Tit Nazi says she's like a mafia wife.
I know! I love it. I love it. So I wouldn't need to go out and sneak or to be like, hey, I'm going to go get my dick sucked. If I was getting my dick sucked at home, right? Like, the whole thing with parents, and they're like, don't go out and smoke weed. I would rather you smoke weed in the protectiveness of our own home rather than being out in the wild smoking weed. So come do that here. If I'm being satisfied completely here, there would be no initial need to go out and do that in the first place.
But the other night, you were making it sound like it was a really big deal and that you had to have your dick sucked all the fucking time before sex, and that I'm cutting out a giant part of the intimacy of our relationship, and that we're cutting out all sorts of crap, and that it was a huge deal. And if I told you, if it's that big of a deal... And we can't be together if you don't have that. Go get your fucking dick sucked.
Just
I don't care. Don't tell me about it.
Right.
Wait, hold on. Let me ask you guys a question.
Please.
Or you.
I don't want to think about it. That's all.
No,
moderator,
it doesn't
please.
Even have to go. Like,
this is going
to
make us stronger. Watch.
So if
watch
Matt
this.
Didn't get, since apparently the only way for you to orgasm or whatever was if he was got his tongue pierced.
Ah, interesting.
If he wouldn't get his tongue pierced and couldn't make you orgasm, what would that mean? What would come from that?
Because
that's kind of, if you look at it in that sense, that's kind of like him getting his dick sucked.
My whole thing is, every girlfriend I've ever had was way into that. Like, when we drive cross country, it was like blowjobs on the way
so
there.
That's so weird!
Hold on! You don't interrupt. This is my turn.
So weird!
It is not
hold
weird.
On. You can talk
not
after.
Not every woman loves to give home.
Okay, hold that thought.
This is moderated. Chill.
I'm bitch. Trying. I'm trying
Chill.
To hold her back.
Put a dick in her mouth, quick.
Somebody. God, what does a guy have to do to get his dick sucked?
I know, right?
Here?
Who's a nigga gotta kill to get his fucking dick wet around here? Okay, so It has always, because that's what I've always had from the very first time I've ever had sex till you, it becomes an integral part of the whole sex act.
Yeah, I don't know about
foreplay,
right.
If you will.
I don't know about you,
shut
but
the fuck up for a sec. Sex starts, you start making out and stuff. Now, this is just from my own experience, and definitely feel free to leave feedback to jamal.com/feedback or call us 406-204-4687. But ever since the beginning, it's been like you make out and then rubbing some titties and shit, and then clothes come off. The guy goes down on the girl goes down on the guy, and then you start fucking and shit. Like, that's how I was brought up that sex was supposed to go. Or, and then you do, you know, the 69 shit, and then you're fucking, and then you pull out, and the chick is right there, and you shove it in her mouth, and you come while you're fucking fingering her, and then fucking done and done. So now she's taking that whole variable out of the equation. I don't know what to do because I've never ever come across a girl that didn't like dick in her mouth.
I can totally understand that.
Do you understand now?
Well,
don't look at me like that.
I mean, me too.
You know what I want?
All the girls I've ever had sex with have sucked my dick.
Right?
Every single girl.
Now, there's girls in the chat right now. Find that hard to believe or not, guys, that are listening. But we do have girls that listen to this show. Is it normal? Is it weird? It's par for the course that a girl will suck cock. Every porno you would ever watch, there's dick sucking going on. Every girlfriend I've ever had, you, the same.
Well, even just girls I fucked, you know?
Exactly. Like, it's a part of sex. I've never met a girl that didn't like to suck cock. It's
even
sucking cock turns them on.
Yeah, I mean, I've known, like, one or two girls that didn't like it. And the rest even then, it's still kind of something you just do. I mean,
Bong the Gong says, if a girl doesn't have a smelly pussy, I'll lick it.
For
I don't know what that has to do with it, but fuck yeah.
All right.
I just throw a little fucking Glade plug-in up in that shit. I plug it in,
Yeah, but, and I kind of look at it this
you're
way.
A fucking liar.
Chickadee, I love Snickers. You. Thank you.
That's fine. You don't have to like it. It's just kind of one of those things. The dude goes down on you. The girl goes down on you. It's just kind of a mutual thing, whether you guys like it or not. It's just I pay you a favor, you pay me the favor.
Well, exactly. That's
cool. See, Chickadee says, I'll do it if he really wants, but it's not something I offer up regularly.
And that's my opinion on it. It's not that I...
And do I ask you every day to do it? It's just once in a while when we're doing it and stuff...
And you get up, and your dick is right in my face, and I have to tell you no, and I feel like a total douchebag.
Down boy!
Because you feel like that because you know you want to do it, but there's something... I think, you want to know what I think? I think, yes you do, it's because it's the whole degrading thing. Because you're such a different kind of girl. You're more like a dude. Getting a dick in your mouth makes you feel kind of gay. And I don't think you like that. I think it makes you feel in a vulnerable position because it's like you're forcing this cock in my mouth and the whole phallic symbol of it and the whole, the way society treats it, I think that's what you feel degraded about it and that's what you don't like about it. I think you love the cock. She loves the cock.
Okay, so why don't you like sucking cock then?
Because it tastes like shit.
I am clean.
Well, if he didn't fuck you in the ass first.
That is a good fucking point. Caller, what do you have to say about sucking cock?
You son of a fucking bitch. I am not some fucking floozy.
Who is
this? Hi, Chickadee.
Chick A.
Okay, I totally side with Danny.
Oh, well then, go ahead.
And that's all the time we have.
Thank you, caller.
Okay. No, say that again.
I will not let a guy put his hands on my head, play with my hair, or any of that.
See, I've had girls that are like, they like that. That's
fuck
what,
my face. No,
yeah,
don't.
Totally. Because maybe, like I said before, you're used to the whole you're in control kind of thing. These other girls that I've always dated have kind of been the submissive in the relationship, and you're more a dominant. So
they, if you haven't noticed, I'm more submissive in the bedroom than you would...
Well, right,
project
but,
me to be meeting me.
Right, but compared to most of the girls that I've dated, you're not. You're more dominant than what they would be.
Well, then I'm totally different. You just need to get used to it.
No, and that's totally cool. And what did we do last night?
Well, we had fun because I wanted to have fun. And you know what? I will suck your dick. I will give you a head.
All right, you guys heard it here first. Jamal.com.
But I don't love to do it. I don't love to do it. I'm not going to give it to you every time you want it. I'm not going to do it every time before we have sex. It's not something that I want to do all the fucking time.
Right, and I'm totally willing to deal with that, even though, like, it's not because I'm like, oh, just suck my cock all the time. Like, that's what I'm used to. So now that I'm with you and we're still learning what each other likes, it will take some getting used to. And I would appreciate that during this transitional phase, you will bear with me and suck my cock when I ask.
That's cool. Not every time you ask.
Dude, well, just get a sweat rolled up dish rag.
But you know what?
That's not the same.
You know what? I don't mind.
Maybe I'll
break.
Maybe I'll get the fleshlight. Fuck it.
Anyway.
But we 69 the fuck out of that shit last night, and you enjoyed it,
right? Yeah, because I wanted to get off, and it seemed like the only way to keep your head down there for long enough.
Oh, okay. Long enough till like 3 in the fucking morning and shit.
Well, if you figure out how to use that fucking thing, then maybe things would go faster.
If you fucking weren't numb like the fucking...
Yeah, if you had some nerve endings in your clit.
Well, if you didn't like, you know, move around to like my thigh, to my other thigh, to like my pussy lips, to my clit. Oh, wait, go on the clit for 2 seconds. Oh, let's go over here to the V-hole.
She doesn't have a clit.
Yeah, okay. No,
but no,
I don't know if you've noticed just from being around him, but he kind of has ADD, so I'm assuming that goes towards the bed too.
But that's what all the girls I've been with, like, that's what they like. They will put their hands on my head and just be like, all over.
Where do you want it?
That's what I'm used to. I'm sorry, it takes some getting used to.
Everyone's different.
It's like learning.
ADD could translate into sex.
What?
I didn't know ADD could translate into sex.
It does when you're eating pussy with a tongue ring you just got, evidently.
And that also, like, that when I used to eat pussy, I would always use the tip of my tongue for the main stimulus. But now, because of where this tongue ring is, I have to get used to using more of the broader, wider part, which is towards the back a little bit. So that takes some getting used to also. You can't just buy a fucking Super Metroid for the SNES and beat the game first try. It takes some practice. Granted, sometimes you need a walkthrough.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need a cheat sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need fucking cheat codes. Sometimes you need a fucking game genie.
Well, that's the same thing.
Right.
Anyways, back to the blowjob thing.
Right.
So I will give you blowjobs.
Do we need a contract?
When I need... No.
Chickadee, draw us up a contract,
no.
please.
No. When
she said she'll give you a blowjob when she feels like it.
When I feel like it and when I feel it's needed or whatever, and maybe we're just drunk and horny and want to do that. That's cool. Whatever. And you know what? And you know, wait.
P.O. Box 3652, send alcohol.
And you know what? If you want to do the same thing with eating pussy, that's just fine. I have no fucking problem.
No, see, and dude,
I don't care.
Just whenever you want a blowjob, just get a drunk.
Boom. Done. Done.
No,
done.
I'll just pass out.
Okay, and
well, don't get you that drunk.
What
I'll
really,
get that drunk.
Okay. What really bothered me was that she took it like I was pissed at her, and she thought that I was going to break up with her because of this. And
you
that,
went out and slept on the couch.
I didn't sleep on the couch. I came out here. I smoked a cigarette, and I chilled for a minute. I jerked off, and then I came back to bed.
I was asleep by the time you came back in, so I assumed
I was
on the
seriously
couch.
Gone for like 10 minutes at the most. You were crashed out. But when I got back into bed, you did wake up and you cuddled up next to me and you're like, I'm sorry, and then you sucked me off and then everything
I did
was
not.
Cool. You did. You were sleeping though.
No, I didn't. But the last thing you said before you walked out of the room was, come get me when you're done being mad at me.
Did I?
Yes.
Well, that's because he was mad too.
Okay, that was a little dig on my part.
Yeah, and then he got over
it. And you made
it.
Me feel like shit, dude. You're like, well, you know, you're not normal because you don't suck dick.
Well, you made him feel like shit by saying his dick tastes funny.
Exactly, but
I never said his dick tastes funny.
You said it tastes like shit.
Say that again, Chickadee.
Matt, are you a little pouty bitch?
Sometimes, if I don't get my dick sucked.
Yes.
Okay, but no, put yourself in my position. Every girl since the beginning of my sex life has been way into that, and all of a sudden this one is
it's
not.
It's kind
of
like your program.
It is,
I
totally.
I don't understand. I can understand where you're coming from, but still, just give her a break.
I do. I give her a break.
Good.
Thanks,
good.
Chickadee. Though. No, you
and
know,
who came last night?
I did after
3 hours
long time.
Of fucking, my neck was all cramped up. And,
you seemed mad at me last night.
But I was just cranky and I was tired.
Is this
going to
become a ritual every time we fuck or do something sexual? You're going to be mad at me in the end?
If it's fucking 4 a.m. and I have to go to work in 3 fucking hours, yes, it might be. Come faster.
Anyways.
You can't just fuck her like a normal dude and make her come? What's wrong?
I know, because she... I don't know, because I don't know what she likes. She's
well, you
not
got a
like
guide.
Any girl.
I've actually never had an
maybe,
orgasm having
maybe,
sex, so it
really,
doesn't work that
maybe
way.
Maybe I need to fuck her in the ass and jerk her off with the reach round. I don't fucking know. I'll figure it out.
Okay.
I'll figure it
practice
out.
Practice makes perfect.
Well,
that's right.
It's not his fault.
All right, you do that. Good all right, luck.
Thank you, Chickadee. How about
bye.
Well, just like it's not his fault that he is used to getting his dick sucked when he asks.
Right, like, and you know that for a fact just by the sheer fact of when you would crawl into bed and I would be asleep and I would just be like, here, do this, but I would still be asleep because it's that inner fucking repetitiveness of that happening since I've been like 13, 14 years old.
Yeah,
know?
And I don't know about you,
it's
but
in my brain.
Getting your dick sucked when you're asleep is a very enjoyable way to be woken up.
Fucking A, Bubba. So, fucking A.
I can see where that came from.
So, are you cool? Come on. Get
see,
used to this, because every fucking argument we ever have, this is how it's going to get hashed out.
I'm just so done talking about blowjobs.
That bad, huh?
Yeah.
Well, quit dating guys with raunchy cocks. Fuck.
No, it's not the raunchy, okay, nothing like that. I just don't really like doing it, dude.
And that's what bugged me, too, because if she's like, I don't like doing this, like, what kind of dipshit scumbag am I to make her do something she doesn't like doing? And that's why I told her, I'm like, if you seriously don't like doing that, I will never ask you to do that again. Like, it sucks for me, and granted, I'm going to go out and find someone
actually,
else.
Actually, it doesn't suck for you.
It doesn't at all.
Ever.
And granted, now I'm going to have to make Brayden suck me off, which is fine.
You know, I was kind of enjoying that break I got.
I know. Well, I'm sorry, dude. Talk to her about it, you know?
Well, I just...
But it was fucking erotic and hot as fuck
yeah,
last night when
cool.
You're like, hey, do you want a 69? And I was like, we're... Fucking, I'm like, really?
Just every
yes,
once in
yes, fucking,
every once in a while, it's not a big deal, and I don't mind doing it. It's fine. It's fun sometimes, but I just don't want to do it all the damn time. That's
see,
all.
See, and Chickadee says I won't even let the guy come in my mouth. I think
and
that,
I won't either.
That sucks. See, I think that is the hottest fucking
oh,
shit when they're
so hot
gross,
on their mouth,
dude.
And then they spit it in your mouth, and you're like, oh, it is
no,
so,
no, snowball. No snowballing.
I don't know.
Fucking gross, dude. It's so fucking gross to me. I can't know.
And see, that sucks for me because
yeah.
That shit I'm used
so
to,
hot.
And that's what. Like, for you can't come unless you get your pussy eaten out.
For like an hour and a half.
3 hours max. But, like, that is what is really hot for me. So, it takes some getting
compromise.
Used to. Evolution.
You just gotta compromise for each other.
That's why I told her before. I'm like, if, you know, the relationship can't fucking prosper unless it evolves as the people change. People always change. Always, always. There's nothing you can do about that. Most relationships fail because as the people change, there's no evolution in the relationship. The relationship stays the same.
It and then it gets
stale.
Yep.
And then it dies.
And
so
then,
if
yeah.
we, as we change as people, can allow the relationship to evolve, then we'll be good to go.
I just think that semen's the most disgusting fucking thing in the world.
Well,
so,
quit dating scumbags.
Sorry.
That doesn't
Matt,
change the way the taste,
I know,
the
I'm
way semen
kidding.
Tastes.
Fuck my life.
Just, yeah.
So are you cool?
I'm done with blowjobs. You'll
forever.
Never get one again.
Johnny from Tucson says, the stimulus package?
Someone is not getting their stimulus check.
Right.
That would be you.
Oh, he also says, not even Brayden is allowed to fuck other girls. That's how jealous. Whoa, dude.
Wow.
Whoa. Oh, fun.
That's
all right.
Jealous.
Well...
I'll
so,
protect you.
But that was awesome, and I'm I want to tell you this on air. Like, I will never, ever leave you because of something like that. Like, that,
yeah, that is a pretty shallow thing to leave over.
I felt like a fucking douche when she was texting me, like, do you still love me? You're not going to leave me, are you? And I'm like, holy shit, did I come off as being that much of a fucking asshole? Because that was the last thing on my mind was, like, if you don't suck my cock, we're out. This is fucking over and done with.
Which,
you know?
I guess from her point of view, if you're not getting your cock sucked would be enough for it to be done and over with, then that's pretty shitty.
Exactly,
you know?
And if I'm the kind of guy that would leave you just because
for
you
that?
Wouldn't suck my cock,
yeah,
then yeah, I don't deserve a woman as awesome as
exactly.
she is at all.
I'm just, you know, I guess that, like Braden was saying the other day when I was talking to him, and David and Chris, they all said that, you know, I am way out of the norm of what you're used to dating.
Yeah, and I've shown
just,
you pictures
yeah,
of.
Yeah, even norm of,
I don't
you know,
care
girls.
What they look like. I'm
well,
just saying
right.
that my attitude and my persona is totally different
well,
from what you're used to being with.
Even, I'm just, personally, like, you're totally different from any chick I've ever met. Like, not in a bad way. You're just a very
yeah.
unique person.
Like, Jasmine and Layla and Holly, like, and
no
granted,
one is like
all,
you.
They said that they all had, like, the same kind of, you know, attitude.
Well, that's what I was going to say. All of the girls I've dated prior to her have all had the same type of personality.
Yeah.
You know?
And then here's this curveball.
I know,
you know,
and I love it. Like, I am
well,
so
yeah.
fucking happy. I'm not depressed anymore or anything. It just,
now that you
things,
mentioned that, we should talk about that for a sec.
The depression?
You should hear...
Certain things will take some getting used to.
You should hear one of the shows, like, not probably just a couple weeks, a few weeks before he started actually seeing you. Like, that one show was just like, my name's Matt.
I know! And it was, it's a mixture
yeah.
of... Fuck my life, everything sucks, and the Suboxone, after being on it for so long, what I read on these message boards is that people get sucked into this deep, dark depression, and that's just a side effect of being on the medication for so long.
Yeah.
But
and see,
she cured me. I'm
exactly.
healed. Hallelujah.
That's pretty big
well,
thing.
It's just because I was raised around so many guys, I guess, and I had to, like, grow up
suck
kind of
a lot of cock, and now you don't like to, and I understand that.
But what she was really going to say.
Ow! What were
denied.
You going to say? I'm sorry.
You know, I just had to grow up kind of fast because I was in a, you know, fast-paced city and I went out and lived on my own kind of early.
Well,
and
you grew up around a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, and I
hey,
scare
dude,
a lot of guys. So.
Dude unto others as you would have them dude unto you.
Right. I mean, it kind of
sting.
Kind of scares guys when you pull in a fucking, you know, 7.5-foot bull shark by yourself. So
fucking
give me that
a,
back.
No, I'll keep it.
Give it back.
I got it.
Monkey in the middle.
I got it.
Fuck you guys. I'm going to go to bed.
All right.
Well, you can go anytime, honestly.
What time
we'll
is
just
it?
Talk about
fucking
you.
Fucking 2:29.
It's an well, hour and 36 work, minutes. All right. Is where
well,
we're
at. We'll do some Fuck My Life, and that'll probably be about it. We're not going to do any news stories tonight. But, yeah, I wanted to talk about that, and... I felt fucking bad about it because, you know, like I said, you were under the impression, perhaps because it's happened before, that holy shit, now I just lost the most awesome girl that I've ever fucking met, and you just lost the most awesome guy you've ever fucking met, and...
Over blowjobs?
Over sucking dick. And
yeah.
Dude, I have so much fucking porn. It's a little game I like to play with her while she's just, like, walking around her in the house. You know, on ilovetorrents.com,
mm-hmm.
if you guys go there, it's awesome torrent site. But I'll just start reading off names of the porn. I'm like, hey, have you seen Sexy Sluts 5? Have you seen Suck
do,
Me Up?
And what I do the
like,
other day.
No. Yeah. Like, this has been happening since I met her, right? Like,
okay.
just every day I'll read off, like, 5 or 6, and she's always like, no, 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 no. And I'm like, have you ever seen Latin Latino Lovers?
Yes.
I said no. If you, wait. Okay, go ahead.
Have you ever seen... Latin Latina Lovers?
No.
Have you seen...
No.
Have...
No.
Do you
and
watch
then,
porn?
Yeah, actually, but none of the fucking weird-ass ones he named off. But go ahead.
Tattooed Tramps 3.
No, but you downloaded that shit, didn't you?
Fucking use him, abuse him. 5.
Fucking A, I did.
But then what, yesterday? Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't even know what
just,
it was
just
called.
Just to fuck with him? Go ahead.
I said it, and she's like, yeah. Yeah.
And he goes, really? And he names off another one. I go, uh-huh, yep, that's a good one.
Oh, fuck.
It was great.
It was fun. So, yeah. Porn is cool.
Wow, because Chickadee just said, Danny, you got to throw him a curveball sometimes and actually say, yes, actually, I have.
That's exactly what she did.
I have.
Boom.
I'm in that one. Be careful.
He's like,
I
really?
I thought that looked familiar. So, and, you know, we have imaginations and we have porn and we have fleshlights and things like that. So if it comes down to
real dolls.
But, yeah.
But, hey.
But you'll suck a cock every now and then.
Every now and then.
Fucking A. And I'll make you come every now
just,
and then.
Just duly note that duly. I know I say if you need it, go out and get it.
Oh, I will.
But I don't mean it. I swear to God, if I catch you, I'll kill you.
You won't catch me. I'm sly.
And I would much rather prefer it if you didn't.
Really? Even though I'm like, go ahead, whatever? Because I just don't give a shit?
I really just can't fathom the thought of your dick in somebody else's pussy.
Well, see, the thing is, I think of it that if I'm like, here, go out and do it, you're going to be like, oh, well, if I can, I don't really want to. It's the whole thing when you're like, don't smoke pot. You're like, holy shit, I really, really need to go smoke some pot.
Yeah, why can't
right
I
now.
Smoke this? Now
exactly.
I want to try it.
So,
I just don't like the whole, I'm a very monogamous person.
Okay, well.
Very.
That's fine. And I was just, I mainly said that because at first you were like, oh, I don't want to be just with you. I want to see what else is there. So I'm like, okay, well, if I say you can be with other people as long as you don't lie, but you can still be with me, maybe she'll want to like me even more. And lo and behold, it worked. And now you're mine. Gotcha, bitch.
Matt, are you going to fuck anyone else?
Help me out, Braden.
No.
Team Venture!
Go!
Fucking it!
Oh, scissor me.
Oh, fuck. Scissor me. That made her jealous. Did you see that?
Whoa.
You almost just got killed. Braden, you almost just died.
I think...
You almost just died. That's all I want to say.
I'm going to say
better leave. I don't know how long I can hold
her. She can't get jealous of me because I've been fucking you longer than anyone.
What?
So, huh?
What? I know.
I didn't say anything.
Repeat.
Sticker says, if I send you 3 speed, will you guys stay up longer?
Wait, what?
Speed.
What?
Yes.
P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 59903.
Or go to thejamhole.com, and there it is also.
Right. Did I tell you what happened today?
No, let me know.
Today?
Yeah.
Today, while out to lunch, my sister called me. I don't know. You might not know. I have a sister.
No, no, right. I don't think I met her.
She hot?
Stepsister. We had sex once. No big deal.
I'll kill her.
Holy shit. I almost want to take a break before we do some Fuck My Life.
Well, we can.
Keep doing.
Can we take a minute?
I want to hear Fuck My Life.
Well, we will. I want to smoke a cigarette and I need drinks and stuff. Okay, bathroom break.
You guys take a break?
We'll be
Is
back.
That cool?
We'll be back in about 5.
I'm going to go give him a blowjob and kill his fucking girlfriend.
Do it right here.
No, get off my shit. Oh, man, fuck. Fuck my life.
Fuck my
life.
Fucking life. Hey, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
All right, is anyone still here?
Everyone.
The trifecta is back.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Okay.
Nope, I love you.
Good.
Yeah, they just broke up while we're outside.
Right.
Well, because Braden showed me his dick, and I was like, oh, that's so much better.
That's what I've acted.
And then all of a sudden, she wanted to give me a blowjob.
I got right on it. I couldn't help myself.
And
it was godly.
Then I hung him over the edge, and we all kissed and made up. And after the show, we're all going to have a sex.
A little DP.
Yeah.
We'll have sex. Okay.
And maybe I'll come.
Archived. Okay. Did I tell you what happened today, Braden?
You were about to.
Right. Today, while out to lunch, my sister called me and asked me to pick her up from the mall. I told her she'd have to wait. Hey.
Hey. Can you come pick me up?
You're gonna have to wait.
Okay.
She got pissed off and started cursing
what?
At me.
What, you fucking piece of shit? I need a ride
now. Come get me now.
I hung up on her. Click. She called me back 37 times until I answered and yelled, "Will you leave me the fuck alone?" It was my boss. Fuck my
Yes.
Oh. Ooh. Fuck. That's,
awkward.
That reminds me.
What?
My boss.
Today.
Yeah, today I went into my work and my general manager of the whole store, the guy who adjusts my raises and stuff, had a cold sore on his mouth. So I jokingly went to him and said, "Haha, cold sore, you must have herpes. Be careful." He looked at me and said, "That's why I don't kiss my kids goodnight. Thanks.
Fuck my life.
Yep.
Herpes, I saw that Twitter.
Her boss actually has herpes.
Yeah.
Fuck my life. I'll never get a raise.
It's all fun and games until someone has herpes.
Right. Well, see, what you have to do before that is count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One of you has it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One of you has it.
So now, if he's on the road with a cold sore.
Out of those two people that have it, who has the cold sores on their mouth? Who is actually showing the signs of herpes?
Maybe you should just assume cold sore herpes.
I just can't believe it was crazy.
Allegedly. Safe assumption.
Yeah.
Well, I did that at the beginning of my night, too, which led to a really shitty night working with him.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Today, I was at the dentist getting a cavity filled. As she's drilling into my vagina.
What?
I feel the drill slip and goes right into my asshole. She quickly stuffs gauze into my poop. She nervously laughs and says to me, "Wow, you must be really numb. Fuck my life."
What?
Whoa. Okay, sorry, I made up some of that.
Yeah, I was gonna say that whole thing has to be fixed.
Right, okay, let me fix that real quick.
It's a dentist, I know that.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Today, I was at the dentist getting a cavity filled. As she's drilling into my tooth, I feel the drill slip, and then she quickly stuffs gauze into my mouth. She nervously laughs, and says to me, "Wow, you must be really numb. Fuck my life."
Oh, you're going to feel that later.
Oh, my God. I hate that sound.
Yeah.
And then to just feel it slip. Oh, I would have punched that bitch right in the twat.
Yeah.
Today, I went for a job interview on my birthday. I had on a shirt and a tie on, and I had my black dingleberry in my pocket. I was running a little late, so I dashed outside. Mrs. Dash? When I... Thank you.
I used to have the bell, sorry, I remember.
I know, hey, no problem, man.
Hold on, I just gotta throw this out there.
Please.
I don't know why, but stickers said, "Okay, Chickadee, do you have herpes?" Which might be funny, but I just...
How many people are in the chat?
11. But so all I gotta say is, when you make a joke or try and, like, jokingly insult someone, just spell it right.
Oh, herpes with a Y.
I swear to God.
Hey, do you have helpies?
I don't care how tired you are.
I know, we're tired also.
Come on.
Oh, fuck. So I dashed outside, and when I came out of the door, a bunch of my buddies screamed, "Happy birthday!" and poured Gatorade all over me. Fuck my life.
Isn't that football? I always thought that did football.
Right, or birthdays.
Okay.
Right. Today, I went to use a pubic bathroom with my friend.
A pubic?
Public, sorry. It's spelled... Okay, never mind.
It's that fucking,
Like Stickers spells it?
Exactly.
Dyslexia.
Stickers, is this your fuck my life?
Yeah. Maybe. Public bathroom with my friend. I heard someone who I thought was my friend talking, and I replied with, "I hate being on my rag. I get constipated a lot." When I opened the stall door, I saw two guys using the urinals. I went into the men's restroom. Fuck my life.
How drunk were you?
Wow.
Pretty drunk.
You have to be if you didn't notice the fucking urinals in the
girls' bathroom. I know, right? Whoa. You walk right by
it. Is this unisex?
When did they put urinals in the girls' bathroom?
Weird.
Are these? How do I sit on these?
Today, I woke up in the hospital after trying to kill myself. Fuck my... No. When my mom walked in to see me, the first thing she said was, "Well, I guess this is just another thing you fail at." The nurse laughed. Fuck my life.
Oh my god.
Wow,
man.
Mom. Wow.
Thanks.
Motherfucker.
I'm gonna go kill myself.
If I wasn't such a fucking failure. Christ.
Yeah, because I'll fail at the...
What did she... Kitty! What fell? Hold on. Oh, okay, it's fine. It's hers. No. Today I flew home early from a 2-month trip to Europe to surprise my boyfriend on his birthday. Where do you think this is going?
He's cheating.
Surprise! Oh, fuck.
Surprise is on you.
I think we heard an FML like this about a week ago.
No, that was a tidbit from my own personal life. When I got to his house with a home-baked cake from scratch and a quilt with silkscreen pictures from my trip, his roommate answered the door and said, "Oh, sorry. He's out with his girlfriend. Fuck my life. No! I'm his girlfriend." Oh, fuck it.
Fuck. That's my bad.
Fuck.
So wait, you want to tell her the story? Because that's pretty funny. The one that I was referring to.
That happened to me?
Yeah.
Oh, so a long time
the
ago.
The one time. You
right.
Did it, right.
A long time ago, I was dating a girl in Coeur d'Alene. And I was making the drive to Coeur d'Alene every weekend. I'd drive there to see her. And
from here.
Because she, right, from here. Because she was going to school at North Idaho College. So when she was done with college, we were going to live here in Kalispell. So we had gotten a house and everything. And I was living there while she was still going to school. And I might have been seeing my ex at the time, because that's kind
allegedly.
Of... Allegedly, that's kind of what I did back then, and it was always with this one girl, like, no matter who I was dating at the time, if she was there, I was with her. Like, it just, that's how we were. So, we're at home at our house, my house, that me and my girlfriend were supposed to rent, and we're naked in bed, and... All of a sudden, the lights come on, and it's my girlfriend from Idaho, all dressed up in a sexy fucking thing, coming to surprise me. And me and Layla are in bed, totally naked, and she, like, walks in, just awkward fucking moment. It was so horrible.
Fuck my life.
See, at that point, if I was
but see,
the girlfriend...
I'm not like that anymore. That was back when I was, like, 19.
I'd have curb stomped the bitch.
Well, she was... Layla, you know, is like 6'4".
Yeah.
Don't give a
big
fuck.
Girl.
I climbed her.
This girl was like my height and like 100 pounds. Like, there's no way. But like
dog
yeah.
food.
I could totally see that.
Not happening.
Oh, a few more here. Today I called a potential employer. Good luck nowadays. I left a message asking him to return my call. When he did, my drunk friend answered my phone with, "I make a sexy time with my mother-in-law, yes? It's nice.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice. It's nice. Gypsy, I take your treasure? Yes." I called him back twice immediately to explain. No answer. That was my last hope for a decent job. Fuck my life. That sucks in this economy, too,
you
man.
You gotta take what you get.
I think we mentioned this before, but back in the day, it was... so many jobs and not that many people looking for jobs.
Right.
So whenever you would go to a place, you would generally get hired. But now, it's totally the opposite. There's not very many jobs.
They
but
can be as picky as they
exactly.
want.
Exactly. So now they're waiting it out.
Yep.
Now hiring, instead of meaning now hiring in a few weeks, it actually means now hiring in a few months.
Or
and
never.
It's just, or never. So,
maybe.
Yeah. Totally effed. Today, I found out my 4 best friends are going to Florida for spring break without me.
Holla.
Holla, our most fucked up state. When asked why I was not invited to go with them, the answer I received was, "We don't think you would look very good in a bathing suit, and we want to be able to pick up cute guys on the beach. Fuck my life and fuck my bitch-ass friends."
And fuck me.
Another reason why
I
hate women.
Whoa, guys.
Holy God.
What did you say?
Another reason why I hate women?
What did you
and
say?
And I said, fuck you for being ugly.
Okay. Thank you. God. You guys are actually getting better at that. I'm proud of you.
It's kind of tough.
I know. Well, three people now. Yeah. Usually I'm trying to keep everything going, and now I don't have to as much because you guys got my six.
And a lot of times we both have something to say.
I know.
About something.
Yeah. It's like, bleh. Today I was writing an email to our entire company regarding a fundraiser we are taking part in for children and adults with disabilities. Mm. A fundraiser to, like, get rid of them all, or...
Hopefully.
This reminds me of the Keith and the Girl cartoon thing.
Yeah, with the retarded kid and he... The flash animation.
Oh, yeah.
With the retarded kid, yes. He paints the butterfly, he takes the paintbrush and puts his tongue
back in his
mouth. I love that.
That's so cool.
Oh, speaking of flash animation, I would fucking love it if we could get one of our fans to animate certain parts of this show, like of us all sitting here. And yeah. Then, like, when we reenact stuff, I think that would be so fucking funny if someone knows how to do that. Email info at thejamhole.com. Oh, okay, children, retards, adults, right?
Right, right.
I was rushing to get the email out and hit send before I realized that instead of best regards, I had typed best retards and the closing
awesome.
Line. Fuck my life.
Awesome.
But no, you're the best retards.
Yeah,
I'd have done that on purpose.
I know. Hey, oops.
Sorry.
Today, my cell phone rang went off loudly at a coworker's funeral. My ringtone is Another One Bites the Dust.
Cha-cha.
Another one bites the dust. Fuck my life. Today I was boarding my flight when I got pulled aside for looking suspicious.
Oh.
Mm. You have a shirt that says... Heart Bombs.
Or that one shirt from T-Shirt Hell that says, I Heart New York with an airplane crashing
yeah.
into the end.
I'm the bomb. What?
What?
No, he said, I have a bomb.
I mean...
What? Fuck. Shit. Are we going to make it to New York?
As long as we don't talk while we're... until we're there.
All right, I'm going to have to place a gag order on all of us.
Yes, actually, a ball gag.
Order up.
Right.
That's cool. It's like a virtual bell.
I keep forgetting.
I got it, son. Today, I was... Right, looking suspicious. Got it.
Got it.
As she was opening my bag, I said, be careful... I jammed so many clothes in there, it may explode.
Oh.
I was then strip searched for my trouble. Fuck my life.
They don't like it when you're funny at the airport.
Not at all.
No.
You know, hey, you ever heard of my friend named Humor? Good Humor?
It's the one place that they do not actually like to laugh.
Right.
Because they don't have humor there.
Hey. I think there's a hookup going on in our chat room.
Yeah, with
really?
Chickadee and stickers.
Oh, speaking of hookups, are you familiar with Suck a Dick Wednesday?
Oh, I thought you were going to say the word.
No.
Okay, something Keith and the girl started. It's called Suck a Dick Wednesday. On Wednesday, anyone that's wearing a Keith and the girl shirt, if you're a dude, and a chick that sees you wearing that recognizes the show... You know, you're cool, I'm cool, we listen to the show.
We both like that show.
She sucks you off, and it's a unspoken thing that, hey, this is I'm just doing this
right.
to suck a cock, I'm letting you get off, no big deal.
No one talks about it or mentions it happening, it
exactly.
just does.
The stand-up show is actually on a Wednesday this year.
Really?
Really.
I don't have a Keith and the Girl shirt.
I ordered us some.
If someone sucks your dick.
Suck a Dick Wednesday.
Someone's
no harm,
sucking
no
my
foul.
Fucking dick.
There'll be harm.
You better get some. But they're
buying you a cock guard.
Because of that.
Wait, but did you really order shirts?
No.
Oh.
But because of that, there have been relationships created.
Mm-hmm.
There have been two marriages, one or two actual
Serious?
Marriages because
From
of that.
Keith and the Girl shirt?
Because this dude was wearing a shirt. It was Wednesday. A chick saw him, sucked him off. And they ended up hooking up because of it.
Wow.
Like, crazy shit.
That's
you know?
Crazy.
And it started out as a fucking joke.
Yeah, just screwing around.
But it actually, it took. Like,
Well, some because kids, when Keith says something, people listen.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, and some kids, like, that was their first blowjob was because of Suck a Dick Wednesday. Like,
that's cool.
All this shit happening because of this joke, which is really fucking cool. So, yeah, I just wanted to mention that, that it's kind of weird that it is on a Wednesday, and there is going to be some dick sucking going on.
I want a shirt now.
Too bad,
we'll
not
get
yours.
You that's fine. Mine will get sucked one way or another. I'm going to get you.
Well,
you.
The four of us are sharing one room, so.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
There's
going to
be some dick
one
sucked.
Way or another, my dick's getting sucked.
I can't wait to freak David out. It's going to be amazing.
David was freaked
he's gonna
out.
Be, he's going to lock pissed? Himself in the bathroom with my headphones on, rocking himself to sleep in the tub. It's going to be amazing.
How pissed
I can't
am
wait.
I
going
to be when he gets his dick sucked?
Oh, and another thing we brought up today, talking over at Anna's, you sleep naked.
Always.
How are we going to do this? Everybody in the hotel room.
We're sleeping naked. I don't give a fuck.
Fuck, I'll be naked
we're
too.
We're all sleeping
I don't
naked.
Care.
We're going to actually have an orgy. You are
the
actually...
only chick there.
You are going to get a train run
oh
on
my,
your ass.
You don't even know.
We're going to fuck the shit out
you're
of you.
You're not
going to so
just
hard.
Get a train run on your ass.
Orgy.
Train everywhere.
Jam whole orgy. Me, all right,
we
Braden,
we're
going to
jam a fucking hole, if you know what I mean.
Me, you, Braden. Me, right. Braden. You, Viola chick... We're all just gonna fuck.
Anyone.
All. Jam hole. Hey,
jam
Matt,
hole.
Why'd you name it the jam hole?
Oh,
this
I don't know.
Well,
why.
Here's a link.
This
check it out.
Click Oga. I just came in my pants. Last one for tonight. Today, my mother told me she didn't want my girlfriend spending the night anymore. I asked why. She said she heard us doing the nasty the night before, and I denied it, hoping I could call her bluff.
It was porn.
She paused for a moment and proceeded to moan exactly like my girlfriend does. Fuck my life.
That's not cool.
I could never have sex with that girl again.
I would have just grown up.
Every time I would just picture my mom just going,
fuck
me.
Yeah.
Give it to me. Except in a girl's voice.
Splooge. Right. I just came so hard. I just
me
came
too.
I just came my face off oh. so hard.
Chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Chicken nuggets.
All right. Are you good?
I'm good.
My
dude.
Voice is once again done. So
because you came your face off.
Hey guys.
So hard.
Hey guys.
Hey.
It's 3 a.m.
Oh,
I have
cool.
to work at 8:30.
Yeah. Hey.
I'm going to bed.
Welcome to my life.
Except you don't have
leave.
To work at 3:30 or
8:30. I know. Thank.
Well, I'm going back to mornings now, so I can't.
Yes,
fuck
that,
my job up. So.
People in the chat. Yes, that was a DV reference. We're all fans. It's
yes.
all the same
yep.
shit. So, yeah. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Thank you for listening to our little blowjob spat.
It's been a blast.
It's been a blast.
If you will.
We came so hard. Yeah, if you guys ever want to talk to us, email info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our site. If we made you laugh at least once tonight, think about giving us a little cash of money, niggas. Thejamhole.com/donate. You can join the forums at thejamhole.com/forums. We talk about shit there, all sorts of cool stuff. Information for the New York meetup, April 13th through the 20th is when we'll be there. Also, information for the first local show here in Kalispell, May 23rd at Depot Park. All that info's there. You can also leave comments on the show notes. Lately, I have been posting all of the episode show notes on dig.com, so there's links to all that stuff on thejamhole.com.
Digs would be good.
Yeah, dig us. If you have a dig account, I made a Reddit account for
us. If you don't have a dig account, please
make one.
Just
yeah.
dig us as much as you can.
The
you
higher know? That shit gets up there, the more people will see it, the more people will come join us. The
it makes
bigger,
the show better for us, makes it better for you.
The bigger this fucking thing will get. Pretty soon we can do this for a living. 5 days a week, Jam Hole episodes. That will be life working at the bait shop. Fuck. Thejamhole.com/vote. If you haven't given us a vote on Podcast Alley for the month of March, do that now. We
please.
Appreciate that, even though Podcast Alley is run by a bunch of Nazi cunts. Adam Curry, you're a faggot. It's still, it gets a lot of traffic, and we want those people. I know they're sitting there, because I did the same thing. I'm like, fuck, I got an iPod. I want some new podcasts. Everything is shit. TheJamHole.com. We are not actually shit.
We're pretty fucking good.
We're pretty good.
Now
we're pretty amazing.
Now you're new and improved. You're a trifecta now.
I know.
The Jam Hole. It's a lot nicer officially having a vagina.
The Jam Hole with Matt, Braden, and Danny. TheJamHole.com/Danny if you guys want to follow her Twitter. TheJamHole.com/Twitter is mine and just the show in general. TheJamHole.com/MySpace. TheJamHole.com/YouTube. Fuck, TheJamHole.com/pics. Also, I put some pictures up of the shirts of people wearing them. The pictures are fans sent in. If you want to see some hot, sexy boobies, thank you, Shazam, for that.
Oh, yes.
Everyone else that has contributed one way or another to the show, we really do appreciate. We couldn't do this without you guys. You guys make this a real fucking pleasure to do. We got some videos up on thejamhole.com/forums. I started to put all the live video archive footage on there.
The more places, the better.
I usually archive because it does it all automatically. I save 2 30-minute clips for each episode. But lately, live video has been fucking up on that shit. And
what,
it only,
saving them? Or?
Yeah, it'll only encode one, and the other one will say error, so it's lost. But whatever. They're all there. If you want to catch the next live show, it will be Monday, probably around...
Probably around 10, because I get off early. Well, your work...
Monday I'm supposed to be off, but I switch shifts with somebody, so I work during the day, but I'll be here that night, and I'm off on Tuesday.
So, basically, go to thejamhole.com and subscribe to SMS updates. If you get free text messages on your cell phone, you will get a message when the feed goes live.
Make sure that you verify it. It'll send you a number to your cell phone when you sign up. Then you gotta verify that number, and then you're subscribed. Otherwise, it won't get to you.
Right, and then you'll be like, what the fuck?
Don't work.
I didn't get the message. And it's like, did you verify it? You're like, what? I'm supposed to verify it?
Yeah.
Definitely, if you guys want to leave us some voicemails for the Monday night show, give us a call, 406-204-GOT-P.
We'll try to get to them.
That is 4687. We will definitely try to get to them. If you don't have a cell phone, just thejamhole.com/Twitter. Make sure you follow us there. Make sure, above and beyond anything else, you are subscribed with iTunes or some other form of podcast catcher.
And we never mention this, but please write us reviews on iTunes.
Right. Do that. Give us ratings. All that shit. Just look around the site. I know it's kind of overwhelming. If anyone does some web design stuff, I do that, but I have no time between this, working two jobs, eating her fucking pussy out.
That's like a third job.
I have three jobs, okay? It never fucking ends. So, other than that, just make sure you poke around on there. It's a lot of words, but I trust you guys are smart enough to read all that shit. It's fun. I try and make it funny. But yeah, eventually we'll try and get the site redesigned so it's a little easier on the eyes for the people that don't actually know
how
to read.
Get our
steez
up a little.
Exactly. This is just something we threw together, and it works. It's very functional, but like I said, it's kind of maybe hard if you don't know how to read. Definitely thejamhole.com/vote. While you're there, vote for Stereo Radiation. Vote for Hotcakes. Fuck. That's about it, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
You guys good?
I'm good.
All right. Say goodnight, guys.
Good night, guys.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.